605 Hilltop Drive has teamed up with KCNR and are giving you a chance to win a gift certificate for dinner for four valued at $150 at Black Bear Diner on Christmas Day. Listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. for the Jingle Bears.
Jingle Bears, jingle all the way.
Then call 530-605-4566 for your chance to qualify. The drawing will be held on Friday, December 23rd with Carl and Linda Bott at 8.05 a.m. during Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No? Me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, Barry Weiss has been handed the next giant tranche of files by Elon Musk on all of the myth action that was performed by Twitter over the course of the last several years. And this one is a doozy. According to Barry Weiss, there was widespread shadow banning. Shadow banning has a couple of definitions. One is the idea that you put out tweets and unaware to you, they just don't go out. And that's how Twitter defined it, so as to avoid the reality of shadow banning, which was essentially minimizing the amount of reach on particular tweets or from particular accounts. And as the new evidence shows from Barry Weiss via Elon Musk, Twitter spent years basically suppressing content from conservative creators. So she writes, a new Twitter files investigation reveals that teams of Twitter employees build blacklists, prevent disfavored tweets from trending, and actively limit the visibility of entire accounts or even trending topics, all in secret without informing users. Twitter once had a mission to give everyone the powers to create and share ideas and information instantly without barriers. Along the way, barriers nevertheless were erected. Take, for example, Stanford's Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who argued that COVID lockdowns would harm children. Twitter secretly placed him on a trends blacklist, which prevented his tweets from trending. Now, again, that does not happen in the absence of Dr. Anthony Fauci and members of the federal government essentially attempting to treat Jay Bhattacharya and company as though they were the plague. And this is something that was widely pressed by the NIH, by Dr. Fauci. The idea was that Jay Bhattacharya and the members of the Great Barrington Declaration were evil and terrible and no good and very bad, and so all of their information should be suppressed. And there were active attempts on the part of governmental actors to lash out at sources like Jay Bhattacharya. It was about this time that Twitter was shutting down Bhattacharya's account. Or consider the popular right-wing talk show host Dan Bongino, says Barry Weiss, who at one point was slapped with a search blacklist. Twitter set the account of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to do not amplify, which essentially shrank the size of the reach that he was able to pursue. Barry Weiss says Twitter denied it does such things. In 2018, Twitter's Vijaya Gadde, then head of legal policy and trust, and Kevan Begpour, head of product, said, quote, we do not shadow ban, and they added, and we certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideology. Now, there are a bunch of people on the left who are saying, well, technically speaking, they weren't shadow banning. They were reducing reach. That's not quite the same thing as shadow banning. Okay, this is the same game that Dr. Fauci played when he talked about gain-of-function research. Dr. Fauci meant it's not gain-of-function research if we're not talking about adding virality to a disease within a species. But if we allow the virality of a disease to cross species, that's not gain-of-function research. Everybody else, colloquially speaking, is like, no, that's gain-of-function research, dude. Same thing is happening here. The Twitter heads were using terms like shadow ban in a different way than the general public. And as somebody who spends an enormous, disproportionate, stupid amount of time on Twitter, I can tell you that when we say shadow banning, what we mean is that we put out a tweet and that a lot of people are unable to see the tweet because of the distribution mechanisms essentially being shut down. And not that if I put out a tweet, no one sees it, but that my account is secretly being prevented from getting anything out there. That's what Twitter meant by shadow ban. Okay, but what we mean by shadow ban is that we just are reducing reach. And this is what Barry Weiss says. What many people call shadow banning, Twitter executives and employees call visibility filtering, or VF. Multiple high-level sources confirmed its meaning. Think about visibility filtering as being a way for us to suppress what people see at different levels. It's a very powerful tool, one senior Twitter employee told us. VF refers to Twitter's control over user visibility. It used VF to block searches of individual users, to limit the scope of a particular tweet's discoverability, to block select users' posts from ever appearing on the trending page, and from inclusion in hashtag searches, all without users' knowledge. We control visibility quite a bit, and we control the amplification of your content quite a bit. And normal people do not know how much we do, one Twitter engineer told us, to additional Twitter employees confirmed. The group, according to Barry Weiss, had decided whether to limit the reach of certain users was the Strategic Response Team, Global Escalation Team, or SRTGET. It often handled up to 200 quote-unquote cases a day, but there existed a level beyond official ticketing, beyond the rank-and-file moderators following the company's policy on paper. That is the Site Integrity Policy Escalation Support, known as SIPPES. This secret group included the head of legal policy and trust, that would be Vijaya Gatti, the global head of trust and safety, that would be Yoel Roth, subsequent CEOs Jack Dorsey and Parag Agrawal, and others. So again, you've seen interviews with Vijaya Gatti where she's getting just smoked by Tim Pool on Joe Rogan's show for the fact that she is essentially picking and choosing which accounts to ban or which accounts to shadow ban, and she's denying some of that. You've seen Yoel Roth on this show, right, clips of him talking about how he was actively involved in suppressing the Hunter Biden story because he thought that it was dangerous, or he was actively involved in the decision to ban Donald Trump from Twitter after January 6th because so many of his employees were being hit with quote-unquote threats and their feels were hurt. Barry White says this is where the biggest, most politically sensitive decisions got made. Think high follower account controversial, another Twitter account, Twitter employee told us. For these, there would be no ticket or anything. One of the accounts that rose to this level of scrutiny was Libs of TikTok, an account that was on the Trends blacklist and was designated as Do Not Take Action on User Without Consulting with SIPPES. The account, which Chaya Rachek began in November 2020 and now boasts over 1.4 million followers, was subjected to 6 suspensions in 2022 alone, Rachek says. Each time, Rachek was blocked from posting for as long as a week. Twitter repeatedly informed Rachek she had been suspended for violating Twitter's policy against quote-unquote hateful conduct. But an internal SIPPES memo from October 2022, after her 7th suspension, the committee acknowledged that LTT, Libs of TikTok, has not directly engaged in behavior violative of the hateful conduct policy. The committee justified her suspension internally by claiming her post, quote, encouraged online harassment of hospitals and medical providers by insinuating that gender-affirming healthcare is equivalent to child abuse or grooming. Well, gender-affirming healthcare is equivalent to child abuse or grooming. I'm sorry, but hormonally treating 7-year-olds by pretending they're a member of the opposite sex is in fact a form of child abuse. And if you are double mastectomying 16-year-old girls because they are confused about whether they are a girl or not, that is child abuse. But apparently they use that as an excuse to essentially suspend Libs of TikTok. A little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Barry Weiss says, compare this to what happened when Rachek herself was doxxed on November 21st, 2022. A photo of her home with address was posted on a tweet that has garnered more than 10,000 likes. When Rachek told Twitter her address had been disseminated, she says Twitter support responded with this message, quote, we reviewed the reported content and didn't find it to be in violation of the Twitter rules. No action was taken. The doxing tweet is still up. In internal Slack messages, Twitter employees spoke of using technicalities to restrict the visibility of tweets and subjects. Here's Yoel Roth, Twitter's then head of global head of trust and safety, in a direct message to a colleague in early 2021. Quote, a lot of times, SI has used technicality spam enforcements as a way to solve a problem created by safety under enforcing their policies. Which, again, isn't a problem per se, but it keeps us from addressing the root cause of the issue, which is that our safety policies need some attention. So in other words, we couldn't ban people under safety policies, so we found another excuse to ban people. 6 days later, in a direct message with an employee on the Health Misinformation Privacy and Identity Research Team, Roth requested more research to support expanding, quote, non-removal policy interventions, like disabling engagements and de-amplification visibility filtering. Roth wrote, quote, the hypothesis underlying much of what we've implemented is that if exposure to, e.g., misinformation, directly causes harm, we should use remediations that reduce exposure, and limiting the spread virality of content is a good way to do that. Now, there are so many mush words in that particular sentence from Yoel Roth. Right? The hypothesis is that misinformation, we don't define misinformation can range from global warming is not going to end the earth, to gender-affirming healthcare, is child abuse, right? Those particular saying that Ellen Page, or formerly Ellen Page, is in fact a woman, is a form of misinformation, according to Yoel Roth. And add on to that, directly causes harm. That phrase, misinformation directly causes harm. You have not defined any of those words. You've not defined misinformation, which could just be anything I disagree with. You have not defined directly, because again, misinformation does not directly cause harm. It always indirectly causes harm. If you're talking about physical harm, information or misinformation does not directly cause harm, unless you're talking about like actual incitement to violence. It might indirectly cause harm because someone might take that information, use it in the wrong way, or they may take the misinformation seriously and it may cause them to do bad things. Okay, but misinformation is not defined. Directly is not defined. Causes is not defined here because you don't exactly know the relationship between the misinformation and the harm. And harm is not defined because we don't know what kind of harm you're talking about. Are you talking about physical harm? Are you talking about emotional harm? Are you talking about financial? So nothing there is defined. That is a phrase that just is a bleh. It's just, if I read that sentence again, the hypothesis underlying much of what we've implemented is that exposure to bleh. So we should use remediations that reduce exposure. In other words, we don't like whatever this is, and we're going to use the rubric of harm that is being caused by directly by misinformation, and then we are going to shadow ban it. Roth added, quote, we got Jack on board with implementing this for civic integrity in the near term, but we're going to need to make a more robust case to get this into our repertoire of policy remediations, especially for other policy domains. Barry says that there will be another installment of all of this in short order. Okay, so what do we know at this point? What we know pretty clearly is that, again, Twitter became a mechanism by which purple-haired interns, plus some of the heads of policy and safety, people like Yoel Roth, people like, yes, Jack Dorsey or Parag Agrawal or Vijaya Gadde, they were making decisions on an ad hoc basis. They were saying it was all algorithmic. They were saying that it wasn't happening, they wouldn't reply to you, they wouldn't get back to you, or it was all the algorithm. It's the magic algorithm that was telling you that libs of TikTok had to be suspended. Well, it wasn't. There's a bunch of people in a back room somewhere who are literally deciding whether or not you should be able to see a Charlie Kirk tweet. There's a bunch of people in a back room filled presumably with vape smoke deciding that Dan Bongino should not be searchable on Twitter. Again, I've been deeply suspicious of this for some time. This is not a great shock to me. I will repeat that since I currently have about 5.2 million followers on Twitter. When Elon Musk took over Twitter, which was like 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, I had 4.3. I picked up almost a million Twitter followers in about 6 weeks. So what that suggests to me is that literally the minute the deal went through, a lot of the foot that was stomping on the face of particular accounts was removed. So none of this is a particular shock, but it is kind of shocking that all of it has now been confirmed. This is precisely what the left would like, of course. This is one of the great dangers of the re-centralization of power. This happens all the time, by the way. You have sort of trustless systems like the internet where there's a wide distribution of mechanisms of information. It all gets centralized in a place like a social media hangout like Facebook or Twitter or now TikTok. And then the people who are in charge of those giant social media centralization sites are able to siphon off or quash particular forms of information. You see this financially, too, by the way. And the entire FTX scandal was basically about a trustless form of currency, cryptocurrency, and people just leaving it in a centralized place that requires trust. And then the person essentially just embezzling money. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape? Get your business the refund money. Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com to start saving money today.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, All of this information is being revealed by Elon Musk, and the left, of course, is ticked at Elon Musk. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the world's worst congressperson, Congressman Adam Schiff, you remember, he's the Russia hoax guy. Well, he's very angry at Elon Musk. Adam Schiff is just an execrable congressperson. He is a liar extraordinaire. This is a person who spent 4 years suggesting that just around the corner, he'd seen the evidence, just around the corner, behind the curtain, there was the smoking Russian gun that was going to show that Donald Trump was actually a Russian agent. And, of course, that was all nonsense. It was all crap. Well, now, Adam Schiff is out there saying that Elon Musk is a bigot for allowing speech to be disseminated. Because this is really what members of the left think. Mainstream leftists, very often members of the Democratic Party, they think that things like free speech are dangerous because people might say things that they don't like. Just like freedom of religion is dangerous, people might believe things they don't like. Just like freedom of association is dangerous, people might hang out with people they don't like and not with people they do like. Here's Adam Schiff going after Elon Musk.
Musk wrote, and I quote him, hate speech impressions are actually down by 1/3 for Twitter now versus prior to acquisition. And you don't buy it. How come?
No, I certainly don't buy it. And what's more important, credible analysts don't buy it. So, you know, sadly, we are seeing bigotry directed at the LGBTQ community, against the Black community, against the Jewish community, and many other communities just spiral on Twitter now. And we can't be surprised because Musk has let go so many of the people that might be responsible for moderating and taking that content offline.
By the way, it is no coincidence that Schiff is essentially standing for all of the people who are doing the shadow banning on Twitter. All of the people, the head of trust and safety, people like Joel Ross, has now been fired. All of those people are the people who Schiff wants put back in place. Democrats want those people back in place, claiming that they're shutting down the hate speech on the platform. And Musk is out there actually releasing data showing how hate speech impressions are now lower. And what the data actually show is that there was a massive spike in hate speech impressions immediately upon him taking over. And then there was a dramatic drop right after that because they quashed it and they shut it down. Right? That is what the charts show. But Adam Schiff doesn't believe that. The reason Adam Schiff doesn't believe that is because what Elon Musk is currently proving with the working of Twitter is that a bunch of losers in big tech don't deserve jobs. Like 90% of the staff over at Twitter is now gone, and their impressions are at an all-time high, and they're cutting down on the hate speech impressions, and they're revealing information about the throttling of informational dissemination. It's a pretty amazing thing that Musk is doing, actually, over at Twitter, and it is worthy of note. Meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House, she continues to be highly critical of Twitter, but when asked about coordination between, say, the Biden campaign or the Biden White House and the executives at Twitter, she's got nothing to say about that, obviously.
You've said a few times that you really can't talk about communications between the Biden campaign and Twitter. Who is telling you that that's off limits?
I've already had that conversation with you, with your colleague, I believe, yesterday. I've already addressed this multiple times this week, so I don't have anything more to add. Again, we've litigated this all week. Don't have anything to add.
So not a
I'm going to the back. I'm going to the back. I'm going to the back. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is how democracy dies. Remember, if a press secretary under President Trump just talked over a reporter that way, I'm going to the back, then that would be really bad. But she works for the Democrats, so it's totally fine. Okay, meanwhile, in other big political news, Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who has been sort of a swing voter in the Senate, and she is to the left. She's a Democrat. She voted with the Democrats on their big bills. She's moderated a couple of their biggest boo-boos. So, for example, Kyrsten Sinema refused to sign on to the bigger version of Joe Biden's Green New Deal nonsense. And she didn't sign on to the full Build Back Better plan. She helped carve it down along with Joe Manchin. But she's certainly to the left. I mean, she is a Democrat, no question. She's just a moderate Democrat, a la Joe Manchin. Well, now she's declared that she is registering as an independent. She put out an ad to that effect that looks sort of like a commercial for, I don't know, Prozac. Here's the ad.
What I love about serving is that I get to hear from Arizonans day in and day out about what's working in Washington, or more frequently, what's not working in Washington. And I really am grateful that folks have trusted me to take back those concerns that they have. I promised them I would be an independent voice for our state. I promised that I would always do what is right for the people of Arizona. And that's what I've done. Registering as an independent and showing up to work with the title of independent is a reflection of who I've always been.
Okay, so let's just make clear about Kyrsten Sinema a couple things. First of all, side effects may include constipation, skin rash or dermatitis, diarrhea, dizziness, drowsiness, dry mouth, headache, and insomnia. Whenever they have that soft piano music as politicians talk, you know, you just have to add that little disclaimer at the end. However, let's make clear that Kyrsten Sinema, when she originally campaigned, she was super duper radical left. And she is a politician. She's a very talented politician, actually, because she shifts and moves. She's sort of Clintonian. She sees where the political winds are, and she moves toward those political winds. Arizona is not a blue state. Arizona is, at best, a purple state. And if the Arizona Republican Party weren't off its rocker, it would be clearly a red state. Doug Ducey won his last gubernatorial race easily. Now they have Katie Hobbs as the governor because they decided they were going to run Carrie Lake, who's an out-of-the-box, very Trumpy candidate. Blake Masters was running against Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly was highly vulnerable. Blake Masters was a very vulnerable candidate on the right side of the aisle. A lot of quirkiness to him. The Arizona Republican Party decided to elevate election 2020 as the big issue in election 2022, and it did not go well for them. Kyrsten Sinema essentially is running as a moderate Democrat / moderate Republican, right? So her campaigning as an independent makes a lot of political sense because it essentially puts her in the mold of John McCain. That's what she's trying to do here. She's trying to say, I'm a maverick, just like McCain was a maverick. McCain was in the Senate for pretty much two centuries, and so she intends on being in the Senate for a very long time. Now, by re-registering as an independent, that means she's not going to be the Democratic Party presidential nominee. But it does more for her than that. It's actually an extraordinarily clever political move. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get you exactly why Kyrsten Sinema decided she was going to switch parties. The answer is pretty politically clever. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
By the American Lung Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Kyrsten Sinema has decided that she is going to switch from Democrat to independent. It changes nothing in the Senate, but it does help her. So why exactly is Kyrsten Sinema re-registering as an independent? Well, she has an op-ed where she explains. She says, there's a disconnect between what everyday Americans want and deserve from our politics and what political parties are offering, is what she writes in AZ Central. I'm privileged to represent Arizonans of all backgrounds and beliefs in the U.S. Senate. I'm honored to travel to every corner of our state listening to your concerns and ideas. Well, Arizonans don't all agree on the issues. We are united in our values of hard work, common sense, and independence. We make our own decisions using our own judgment and lived experiences to form our beliefs. We don't line up to do what we're told, automatically subscribe to whatever positions the national political parties dictate, or view every issue through labels that divide us. She says, it's no surprise that Washington, D.C. often fails to reflect our expectations of setting aside political games, working together, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She says, in catering to the fringes, neither party has demonstrated much tolerance for diversity of thought. Bipartisan compromise is seen as a rarely acceptable last resort, rather than the best way to achieve lasting progress. Most Arizonans believe this is a false choice. And when I ran for office, I decided to essentially run against that. I worked with senators in both parties, et cetera, et cetera. And she says, that's why I've joined the growing number of Arizonans who reject party politics by declaring my independence from the broken partisan system in Washington. I registered as an Arizona independent. Like a lot of Arizonans, I've never fit perfectly in either national party. And she concludes saying, it's an honor to represent the state I love so much in the U.S. Senate. And while I do, I pledge to continue doing exactly what I promised, to be an independent voice for Arizona, because the Senate seat doesn't belong to Democratic or Republican bosses in Washington. Okay, so what is she actually doing here? Well, the answer is, what she's actually doing here is she's insulating herself from political challenge. That is why Kyrsten Sinema is doing what she's doing. So, presumably she will caucus with the Democrats, in the same way that Bernie Sanders, who is a registered independent, but is a Democrat, caucuses with the Democrat, or Angus King in Maine, who is an independent, but caucuses with the Democrat, caucuses with the Democrats. The reason this makes a difference is because if Kyrsten Sinema decided not to caucus with the Democrats, if the Senate became 50-49-1, as opposed to 51-49 for the Democrats, the way that it currently is, that shifts how the committees are shaped. And it makes a very large-scale difference when it comes to judicial nominations. Right now, thanks to Harry Reid's original destruction of the filibuster for judicial nominees, you can ram through judicial nominees with 51 votes in the Senate. And what that would have meant is that the committees, if it's split 50-50, the Judiciary Committee does not have enough votes to actually get people out of Judiciary Committee all the time. Is pretty even split in the Judiciary Committee. When Democrats take over full control of the committee, they can just ram people out onto the floor and ram in a bunch of federal judges. That's why this makes a difference. But is she going to break that? No, she's not. There's no indication that Kyrsten Sinema is not going to caucus with the Democrats. She could theoretically caucus by herself, right? She'd be an independent by herself. And then Kamala Harris would have to be there. She'd be the tiebreaker again. It would elevate Joe Manchin again. I don't think that's what she's going to do. I think she's going to caucus with the Democrats, changing none of the math for the Democrats in the Senate. She will mostly vote with the Democrats. She'll do what she always did. So why did she re-register as an independent if she's just going to caucus with the Democrats? The answer is, this insulates her from challenge inside Arizona. So there are a lot of Arizona Democrats who are very unhappy with Kyrsten Sinema. When she was elected, people thought she was going to be a wild progressive. She made all sorts of anti-military statements. She seemed like she was extraordinarily far to the left on social issues. And then she got in office, and she's been kind of moderate, particularly for Democrat. And so there are a lot of Democrats who are trying to push Ruben Gallego, who is a representative in Arizona, a Democrat, to challenge her in a primary. Well, there's an easy way to avoid a challenge in a Democratic primary, and that's you don't run in a Democratic primary. Right now, Ruben Gallego could theoretically run for the Democratic nomination, win, and still get skunked by Kyrsten Sinema in the general. So she has now avoided any primary challenge, and because she will continue to caucus with the Democrats, the smart move, that means Democrats are not going to expend a lot of capital in order to get her out. I don't see Democrats expending a lot of capital in order to get Bernie Sanders kicked out in Vermont just because he's a registered independent. He does all their work for them. He caucuses with them. He just calls himself an independent. Same thing with Angus King in Maine. You don't see Democrats being like, man, we got to get rid of this Angus King. So Kyrsten Sinema is doing a smart thing, politically speaking. For all those Republicans who are just eager and excited because she's re-registering, it makes no difference except to her. It essentially sets her up for a future, for all future Senate runs. She's making herself more durable by preventing herself from receiving a serious challenge from the left, which is where she really thinks the challenge is, because she thinks she's moderate enough to draw McCain votes, which means that she's probably going to do well in a general election so long as she makes it past the Democratic primary in the state of Arizona. So don't be fooled by the politicking here. Sinema's a clever politician, and what she's doing here makes a lot of political sense. A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
The other big controversy of the day is that Brittany Griner, a WNBA player, has now been released in exchange for an arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death. The 2005 Nicolas Cage movie, The Lord of War, was actually based on the arms dealer Victor Bout, who has now been released in exchange for this WNBA player. This is the first WNBA trade in human history that anyone has ever paid attention to. As my friend Blaine Crane pointed out, take a listen to our sports show, Crane and Company. The Wall Street Journal reports, women's basketball star Brittany Griner, which of course is an oxymoron. That doesn't exist. Quick, name 3 WNBA players. Do it. Nope. By the way, Brittany Griner is mostly famous because she once dunked a basketball. And really, like that's the real thing, is that people know Brittany Griner's name because they made a huge deal out of it on ESPN when, like, 10 years ago, she dunked a basketball, and people were like, oh my God, first dunk in WNBA history. It is astonishing how amazing the action is at the WNBA games. To paraphrase Bill Burr, whenever people complain that it's sexism is the reason why WNBA games have no attendance, women represent 51% of the American population. Ladies, go do your jobs and attend a WNBA game. You don't want to? Don't blame the men. Women's basketball star Brittany Griner has now been released from a Russian penal colony and is being returned to the United States through a prisoner exchange for Russian arms dealer Victor Bout, which culminated on Thursday with a Cold War-style handover on an airport runway in Abu Dhabi. The swap capped a drama that began in February when Griner, a 32-year-old two-time Olympian and center for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, was on her way to a high-paying professional job in Russia during the U.S. offseason, which is, of course, a genius move. In the middle of expectation that Russia is about to declare war on Ukraine, you fly in, but you don't just fly in. You also land with hash oil in your luggage. A genius move. And just gonna put it out there. The world is not the world. It's not a safe place when you fly into, you know, evil dictatorships. Probably don't bring your hash oil. Just as a general rule, don't bring your hash oil. Griner was convicted of drug smuggling and possession, sentenced to 9 years in a penal colony. That, of course, was dramatic overkill. The Russians were doing that in order to hold her as a hostage, clearly. The U.S. deemed that Griner had been wrongfully detained and a designation that obligated it to work to obtain her release, which, of course, the United States should. I mean, it's the job of the United States not to leave people behind, like, I don't know, like the 10,000 Afghan allies that we left behind in Afghanistan, or the hundreds of Americans we left behind in Afghanistan, or green card holders that we left behind in Afghanistan who are still there, or, you know, the dozens of other people we leave languishing in prisons around the world. Brittany Griner was top of the heap. She was the one who mattered absolutely the most. That sent off a tense, months-long diplomatic negotiation between the two superpowers at perhaps the lowest moment in their relations in decades. A breakthrough came in recent days. Earlier this week, Griner was moved from a penal colony in Mordovia, about 350 miles northwest to Moscow, a city where her imprisonment had begun. Bout was given a conditional grant of clemency that was not completed until Thursday, when U.S. officials in the UAE verified that Griner was there too and ready to return to the United States. There's some tape that has now emerged of Brittany Griner getting on the plane. I would not be the first to observe that Pete Davidson will apparently be playing her in the movie. In any case, here is Brittany Griner.
To the U.S.
To the U.S.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay. So
there now. This is just Brittany Griner walking to the plane. And then Victor Bout, an arms dealer, being freed. The United States, by the way, essentially looks like it decided in favor of Brittany Griner over Paul Whelan. Now, the White House has denied that. Paul Whelan is a former member of the U.S. military. He did receive a dishonorable discharge, but I will say that he tends to stand for the national anthem, unlike Brittany Griner, who famously did not, because America is so systemically racist that we trade arms dealers to get back our own citizens. That's how terrible we are. In any case, Whelan is still languishing in prison. As Jordan Schachtel points out over his Substack, the evidence tends to show that essentially the United States made the deal for Griner as opposed to Whelan. He says, on Thursday morning, the Biden administration announced that WNBA player Brittany Griner had been freed from a Russian prison in exchange for Bout, a notorious Russian arms dealer who is known to Western intelligence agencies as the Merchant of Death. The seeming lopsided trade was made worse by the reality that American citizen Paul Whelan, who served in the Marines, was left behind in Russia. For several months, the Biden administration had been publicly indicating their intent to try to secure the release of both Greiner and Whelan in exchange for Bout, before announcing Thursday they had secured Greiner in a one-to-one exchange. Did the Biden administration choose Greiner over Whelan? Although Biden officials, the president himself, have denied that that was the case, several pieces of evidence indicate Greiner was indeed prioritized over Whelan. So, for example, NBC News actually stealth-edited a story about this. NBC News originally reported, quote, a senior U.S. official told NBC News the U.S. government had sought to have both Greiner and Whelan released as part of a swap with the Kremlin, which wanted the return of Viktor Bout, a Russian arms dealer who has served 11 years of a 25-year sentence in the United States. But the official said Russia has treated Whelan differently because he's an accused spy and that the Kremlin gave the White House the choice of either Greiner or Whelan or none. Then they went back and they self-edited it. So they said the Russians gave the White House the choice of either Greiner or no one. So they got rid of or Whelan or none. The NBC report also cited Whelan's Russian lawyer, who said the deal was an exchange of one-to-one and that choosing Greiner appeared more humane because she's a woman and an Olympic champion, while Whelan was in the military and it's easier for him to be in custody. Whelan's brother indicated just days ago the former U.S. service member was being considered for a one-to-one swap. So it looks a lot as though Whelan was given second status here to Brittany Greiner, presumably because she is very famous and also intersectional. I mean, I'm not sure what else to make of it when Whelan is still in prison over there and Brittany Greiner is coming home. And all of the media coverage and the White House coverage, by the way, is all about her historic status as not just a WNBA player, but an LGBTQ plus woman of color. And there's been heavy focus on this from the Democrats, which is very strange. And honestly, like, we should work to get every American back, whether it is Paul Whelan or whether it is, as I say, the 40 to 50 Americans who are being wrongfully detained by foreign governments. But only this one is apparently like a major, major priority. There was a prisoner exchange that happened, I believe, back in April. That included another American, but he was exchanged for not a high-level weapons dealer. He was exchanged for, like, a guy who'd been convicted of drug smuggling or something. This is a very high-profile exchange for a very, very powerful terrorist arms dealer. And it was done for Brittany Greiner. Meanwhile, you have 40 to 50 Americans who are being wrongfully detained by foreign governments. This is according to the New York Times. An average of 34 U.S. nationals were wrongfully held by foreign governments each year between 2012 and 2022. More countries are unjustly holding Americans at this point. At least 19 countries have either wrongfully detained or continue to hold a U.S. national in captivity. That includes detentions in Iran, China, Venezuela, Syria, and Russia. But again, Brittany Greiner was the priority. Again, I'm glad that we are getting American citizens back. I'm just wondering why Brittany Greiner, as opposed to Paul Whelan or any of the other dozens, if you're going to be releasing high-level terrorists, this is not a good trading strategy. In other words, Vladimir Putin appears to have fleeced the United States in this particular trade. When it comes to hostage dealing, that's how you have to look at it. Because, again, this is now going to create massive leverage for foreign governments taking hostages of Americans knowing they can get criminals free. It's always a problem when foreign governments do this. When you make bad deals, it's even more of a problem. We'll get some more of this in just a second. But first, a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate only seems to be going upwards. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Act now, and with any qualified purchase, mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement one more day. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, Brittany Greiner is traded for the world's most notorious arms dealer. The question is, why do we trade for her but not for Paul Whelan? The answer is intersectional identity. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or a certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. This is Ben Shapiro Show. So the United States just pulled off a really, really bad trade. Again, as my friend Blaine Crane suggests, the only WNBA trade anybody has ever talked about is Brittany Griner for Victor Bout, the Russian arms dealer. The question isn't why we tried to get Brittany Griner home. We should be trying to get all of our people home. Again, that would have included the hundreds or if not thousands of people we left behind in Afghanistan when we turned the place over to the Taliban in cowardly fashion. But I'm glad that Brittany Griner is home. The question is why we traded one of the world's most notorious arms dealers for a WNBA player. That seems like a really crappy trade. The United States is the most powerful force literally in human history. And a second-rate power like Russia is able to pull off this swap. I mean, this is Ernie Broglio for Lou Brock when it comes to foreign policy. According to the Washington Post, at a U.S. penitentiary in Marion, Illinois, in a special unit so restrictive, it has the nickname Little Guantanamo, a broad-chested mustachioed man nicknamed the Merchant of Death, who speaks at least 6 languages, was serving a 25-year term after building a gun-smuggling empire that spanned the globe. His name was Victor Bout. His native Russia wanted him home badly. The big question is why. Well, Bout is the most notorious arms dealer of his time, accused of profiting from weapons that fueled conflict in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. There's little doubt that Bout is a top prize for Russian officials, who protested his treatment since his 2008 arrest in Thailand after a DEA sting. Steve Zissou, Bout's New York-based lawyer, warned in July no Americans will be exchanged unless Victor Bout is sent home. What's less clear is exactly why Russia cares so much about Bout. When CIA Director William Burns at the Aspen Security Forum was asked why Russia wanted him, Burns responded, "That's a good question, because Victor Bout's a creep." Bout's lawyers argued the swap was fair. Though Russia complained the bat was entrapped by the DEA, many U.S. officials and analysts say Moscow's anger was not linked to the merits of the case, but rather Bout's links to Russian military intelligence. Lee Wolosky, a National Security Council official in the Clinton administration, said it's clear he had significant ties to Russian government circles. Russia's military intelligence agency, commonly known as the GRU, has a reputation for taking bold and risky action. It has been accused in recent years of operations ranging from hacking elections to assassinating dissidents. Reports suggest Bout could have close ties to Igor Seshin, a former deputy prime minister of Russia and an ally of Putin. Bout has denied links to the GRU, but that silence could be the point. The arms trafficker refused to cooperate with U.S. authorities, even as he sat for over a decade. So they wanted him home, and we gave him up for a WNBA player. At the very least, if you're going to give up Victor Bout, you get more for him than Brittany Griner. But we're supposed to believe that this is a particularly good trade. Why is it a particularly good trade? Well, because of identity, of course. That's what makes this a particularly good trade. It's perfectly worthwhile. I mean, listen, still a better trade than the Taliban Five for deserter Bo Bergdahl, right? That was Obama's trade. So Obama was the worst hostage trading GM in American history. I mean, just awful, awful, awful. But Biden is coming in close second. Here was Joe Biden yesterday championing the Brittany Griner trade.
In the Oval Office, I spoke with Brittany Griner. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along. This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release.
So he was very happy. He is flanked, of course, by Kamala Harris and Brittany Griner's wife. And so this was part of the deal, right? So what we are going to see now is a litany of praise for Joe Biden, not just because he got an American citizen home, because, of course, the last American citizen who came home did not receive anything remotely like this level of attention from the Biden administration or from the media. And Joe Biden could have taken a victory lap on that one. He didn't. He took a victory lap on this one because of Brittany Griner's intersectional status. So Karine Jean-Pierre, World's Worst Press Secretary, she says that Brittany Griner represents the best of America. She's not just an American citizen. It's not just about getting American citizens home. Brittany Griner is what America is all about, kneeling for the national anthem and being a black lesbian.
Brittany's safe return home is the product of months and months of painstaking negotiations that were the culmination of extraordinary efforts across the U.S. government. Throughout her ordeal, we saw Brittany, a two-time Olympic gold medalist for Team USA, demonstrate strength, courage, and dignity. As the president said this morning, she represents the best of America. On a personal note, Brittany is more than an athlete, more than an Olympian. She is an important role model and inspiration to millions of Americans, particularly the LGBTQI plus Americans and women of color.
So that is the key takeaway here is, on a personal note for KJP, Brittany is an important role model and an inspiration to millions of Americans because she is a gay black woman. Right? That is the thing that makes her so darn important. Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, said that her freedom is a gift to the world. Well, I mean, again, I'm glad an American citizen is coming home. A gift to the world seems a little strong to me.
How wonderful is it that on the same day that Brittany Griner is going to be free, thank you, President Biden, free to go home to her wife on the same day that we pass the Marriage Protection Act. So we are Respect for Marriage, the Respect for Marriage Act. So we just, her freedom is a gift to the world, to all of us.
Her freedom is a gift to the world, to all of us, because she's going home to her wife and we just passed the Same-Sex Marriage Act in the House? What? Why the special, really, why the special status and why the special treatment? It is hard not to come to the conclusion that there was special status and special treatment specifically because of the intersectional status of this person. All American citizens, I'll say it for the fifth time in the show, all American citizens should be pursued with alacrity if they're being held in detainment. None of them are being pursued with the same alacrity that allows Victor Bout to be released in exchange for them, while members of the president's party go around spouting about how important this particular person is specifically because she is a black lesbian. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is changing her party affiliation to independent, delivering a jolt to Democrats' narrow majority in Washington along with it. Congressional correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
The announcement from Sinema comes just days after Democrats solidify a 51-49 majority in the upper chamber with Senator Raphael Warnock's win in Georgia. In an interview, the first-term senator says she will not caucus with Republicans and suggested that she intends to vote the same way she has for 4 years in the Senate. She says, "Nothing will change about my values or my behavior." Sinema would not add whether she will run for re-election in 2024 and informed Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of her decision on Thursday. In Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
A basketball player arrested in Russia for drug possession is flown back to the U.S. after she was exchanged for the so-called merchant of death, Victor Boot. Meanwhile, former Marine Paul Whelan remains in prison in Russia. The Michigan corporate security executive has been in prison since December 2018 on espionage charges that his family and the U.S. government have said are baseless. The Biden administration is sending more taxpayer dollars to Ukraine. The total package is worth $275 million. If you're keeping track, this means the U.S. has contributed nearly $20 billion to Ukraine. Another airbag death.
U.S. safety regulators are urging drivers once again to make sure their vehicles haven't been recalled after another person was killed by an exploding Takata airbag. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the person was killed in a crash involving a 2002 Honda Accord when the driver's airbag inflator ruptured and hurled shrapnel. No location or date of the crash were given. The death brings the number of people killed by the airbags to 33 worldwide. John Scott reporting.
More details on these and other stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com or click the banner on my website.
The fight to curb food waste increasingly turns to science, correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Scientists at Patrick Flynn's Hazel Technologies in Chicago created a sachet.
It's very small. Yeah, this one is about 250 milligrams.
It can slow the ripening of apples by inhibiting the naturally occurring hormone ethylene,
which promotes ripening and the development of sugars and all the things that we associate with it tasting good.
Food waste can be very costly. Michigan apple grower Elizabeth Pauls is looking at the bottom line.
I want that fruit to be able to come out of storage and all get to the grocery store, not half of it or three quarters of it.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A new Twitter update is going to let you know if you've been shadow banned. Twitter owner Elon Musk tweeted, "Twitter's working on a software update that will show you your true account status so you know if you've been shadow banned, the reason why, and how to appeal." The term shadow ban refers to blacklisting an account without the user's knowledge. News and analysis at townhall.com. American Airlines and JetBlue are expanding their partnership in the Northeast, even while the government tries to kill the airline's agreement.
American and JetBlue said Friday they plan to add some new routes in New York and Boston next spring, and they'll trade places on New York to Atlanta flights, with American dropping that route after JetBlue picks it up. The move comes while a federal judge is deciding the government's lawsuit to block an American JetBlue partnership in New York and Boston. The government says the deal reduces competition and will lead to higher fares. The airlines say it will let them improve service in the Northeast. The judge is expected to rule early next year. Keith Peters reporting.
The TSA wants to remind you to travel with unwrapped gifts this Christmas season. The reason is due to the possibility the gift might trigger an alarm at security checkpoints. If it does, it's going to have to be unwrapped. They suggest that you put your gifts in gift boxes or gift bags. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hey, hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and told to advertisers? No? Me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. As Nancy Pelosi mentioned, she's very excited that Brittany Griner is coming home. She's specifically excited because it's the same day that the House passed same-sex marriage. That's the really important thing, guys. Don't worry. But by the way, if you mention, this is, again, the face tattoo syndrome that Democrats and the left, the press like to play, which is, as I've said before, face tattoo syndrome is you go into the Starbucks and there's a dude with a giant face tattoo, which is just a desperate plea for attention, and you're kind of weirdly staring at it because the guy's got a face tattoo. He's like, what are you staring at? Like, well, it's the face tattoo. But you're not supposed to notice, because if you notice, it's bad. So this is the same thing Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats do. They overtly say things like, it is very important to free some hostages more than other hostages because they are lesbians. And then and also, it's so important that we do that because we're changing the social status of America. And you're like, well, I disagree. Like, how dare you? How dare you? Here's Nancy Pelosi, again, saying that it's important that Brittany Griner was freed, specifically on the day when same-sex marriage was passed. Ooh.
How wonderful is it that on the same day that Brittany Griner is going to be free, thank you, President Biden, free to go home to her wife on the same day that we passed the Marriage Protection Act. So we are respect for marriage, the Respect for Marriage Act. So just her freedom is a gift to the world, to all of us.
It's such a gift to the world. And on the same day that we passed same-sex marriage, which again, the way that we are all supposed to adjudicate whether the United States is a good country or not is not whether we get back American hostages. The question is whether those American hostages are lesbians. That's really the thing that matters more than anything, because that's what America is. America is Pride Progress flags outside the Vatican. America is dropping the same bombs on the same countries, but they've got the trans emblem on them. That's really the thing that matters most. America's moral status can only be upheld if America is the world leader in transing the children. The social values of the left and the things that they see as like the most American. Again, this is the same Nancy Pelosi who was on RuPaul's Drag Race and talked about how RuPaul's Drag Race was the best of America. It's totally normal. I mean, that's what George Washington, the founders, fought for. It's what hundreds of thousands of Americans died for in the Civil War, was RuPaul's Drag Race. It's why we stormed the beaches of Normandy, actually, was to make sure that men dressed as women could appear next to the then Speaker of the House of Representatives. It's really important. These are the priorities of the American people. Nancy Pelosi was over the moon about the federal government now intervening in the same-sex marriage debate directly legislatively and doing so with the support of 39 Republicans. We'll get to the Republican Party in just one moment. But this bill that has now passed the Senate and passed the House provides zero, I count you, zero real protections for people who disagree with the government's new definition of same-sex marriage. Here's Nancy Pelosi celebrating all of that.
But first, I mean, the joy, the pride, the euphoria that we feel today having passed the Respect for Marriage Act, a landmark decision, landmark law, change in the law for full equality. So it is a glorious day here in the House. Now the federal government will never stand in the way of anyone marrying the person you love.
Well, I mean, that's not true. The federal government will still stand in the way of you marrying multiple people. The federal government will still stand in the way of you marrying a close relative. The federal government will stand in the way of lots of relationships. One of the things that's so delightful about the logic that is used by the left when it comes to same-sex marriage is when you blow up the definition of marriage, there are no more boundaries. I mean, you can pretend there are boundaries, but those boundaries are totally arbitrary. You'll have to explain why the distinction between men and women is less important than the distinction between a man and two women, or between a man and a man who are closely related. And what? Why? Isn't that just your pure, unbridled bigotry? You bigot, you. But this is the goal here really is and has always been about going up against traditional institutions of family. A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
I have to point out here, there's an article in the New York Times about the Daily Wire today talking about our goal, which is to create conservative entertainment and to move into entertainment spaces and to move into children's spaces and to create content that many Americans want to see but are underserved in doing. There's one section of this particular article from the New York Times that is absolutely amusing. And that section is where they talk about our values here at the Daily Wire. Okay, so they quote me talking about our values at the Daily Wire. It says, Mr. Shapiro has said that being transgender is a mental illness. I've said it's a mental disorder because it is. It's listed in the Diagnostic Statistical Manual 5 as gender identity disorder. That a man and a woman do a better job of raising children than same-sex couples do. On average, true. A child needs a mother and a father. You can find situations in which same-sex couples may raise a child better than, say, in an orphanage, obviously. Sure, you can find situations in which you've got an abusive relationship between a man and a woman. You can find two men who can raise a kid better. Sure, but on average, which is how you make societal rules, is on average, a child needs a mother and a father. This should not be controversial stuff. Okay, then the New York Times quotes Media Matters. And this is amazing, but it shows you how far we have moved socially. Media Matters, of course, a left-wing organization that is specifically dedicated to targeting and destroying political opposition by targeting advertisers. They quote Ari Drennan, the LGBTQ program director for Media Matters, a nonprofit that monitors conservative media, which is a wonderful way of avoiding the fact that they are a radical left-wing activist group founded by David Brock. Ari Drennan said the Daily Wire had, quote, laid out this belief in traditional views of gender and sexuality as a cornerstone of Western civilization. Well, I mean, my goodness, how terrible of us. We laid out, you're telling me that we laid out a belief that traditional views of gender and sexuality are a cornerstone of Western civilization? How controversial. How terrifying. Just awful. Well, that kind of gives away the game. Because what the left believes is that you can completely obliterate views of gender and sexuality and hold the entire structure of Western civilization intact, or they don't care whether the structure of Western civilization is held intact. They are perfectly willing to undermine the little platoons of family that have always supported Western civilization, and they're willing to do so in the name of an atomized individualism that sinks enormous numbers of people, particularly young people, into depression and suicidal ideation. That's what they actually want. A lot of people have been writing, saying, I'm talking a lot about social issues lately. Yeah, yes, because the left is pushing a brand new social compact that essentially dissolves all social fabric, including the most important social fabric you will ever be a part of, your immediate family. You're born into that family. The left has this bizarre view that human beings are sort of babes born in the woods and that family ties are completely arbitrary. They are not. You are born into a family. That family is defined before you are born. And you are related, generally speaking, to that family, genetically. You have ties of blood. Those ties bind. That is a good thing. It is not a bad thing. It is not parochial. It is not bigoted. There's nothing wrong with saying, I love my family more than I love everybody else. In fact, that is the way that nature, if you don't believe in God, created you. And it is the way that God created you, if you believe in God. But you are supposed to dispense with all of that and then pretend that Western civilization is going to be fine. That quote from Ari Drennan says everything. It is now considered controversial to say men and women exist is a fundamental cornerstone of Western civilization, and not just Western, all civilization, and that traditional views of sexuality, meaning male-female producing children, that this is the basis of Western civilization. To say that is super controversial and must be obliterated. It must be fought by the left. That is what this is about. So the media were spending an awful lot of time yesterday making fun of a particular GOP congresswoman named Vicky Hartzler talking about the destruction of marriage and getting quite emotional about it. Well, it turns out that many of us get a little emotional when you attack the fundamental basis of all civilization. There's nothing wrong. I'm confused by the idea that people should simply sanguinely say that fundamental bases of all human society can be ripped away, but nobody should ever get emotional or upset or confused or bewildered by any of that. So here is Representative Vicky Hartzler. The media made a big deal out of her being apparently a terrible person for noting that traditional marriage is an important thing.
This is yet another step toward the Democrats' goal of dismantling a traditional family, silencing voices of faith, and permanently undoing our country's God-woven foundation. This is the Democrats' priority. I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill.
Now, you're only supposed to cry if you're ripping into traditional marriage. You're not supposed to cry or become emotional if you are defending traditional marriage under any circumstances. If you do that, then we all make fun of you, obviously, because you're a weeping bigot at that point. Well, we are creating a brand new, wonderful world, a world in which people like Sam Brinton can be employed by the federal government, and we can all pretend that everything is totally normal when a person who engages in puppy play demonstrations is the head of the dispensation of nuclear waste in the United States. Well, sad story for Sam Brinton, who, by the way, it turns out may in fact be one of the world's worst liars. I mean, aside from the fact that this human male pretends that he is a gender non-binary person who dresses in women's clothing while wearing a beard and engaging in puppy play publicly. Not embarrassing at all for the United States, by the way. Perfectly normal behavior, totally normal. Now, it turns out that this human has a couple things about this particular human. This particular human, one, declared that he was a victim of conversion therapy, but it's now turning out that that was crap, that he can't name the person who actually attempted to, quote-unquote, convert him. He refuses to name the organization. Even people in the gay community are now looking at Sam Brinton going, we have no evidence that what you're saying is true. It also turns out that this human who claims that he is non-gender binary, so ladies have at it. Apparently, Sam Brinton, he just has a habit of stealing other people's luggage. So there's another story about this person. According to the New York Post, a Biden Energy Department official who allegedly stole a woman's suitcase from a Minneapolis airport in September has been accused of another luggage heist at a Las Vegas airport. Oh, no. Well, as I said before, when you saw the original story, it's pretty clear this person is a habitual crazy person who steals people's luggage routinely. Have you ever accidentally stole somebody's luggage and then not returned it and then wore people's clothes out of it? Is that a thing that you'd normally do? A felony warrant on grand larceny charges was issued for Sam Brinton, the deputy assistant secretary for spent fuel and waste disposition at the Department of Energy's Office of Nuclear Energy. Brinton, who made history as one of the federal government's first gender-fluid officials, which is like saying made history as one of the federal government's first human octopi. There is no such thing as a gender-fluid individual. That does not exist. Gender-fluid is a made-up term for people who act in quote-unquote, non-stereotypical ways, but he is still a human male. He is not gender fluid. He's just a very confused human. Apparently, Sam Brinton allegedly stole luggage from another traveler at Harry Reid International Airport in Vegas on an unknown date, according to the outlet. Details about the alleged theft are scarce, but 8 News Now stated that Brinton, 35, was charged with grand larceny with a value between $1,200 and $5,000. The energy official, who uses they-them pronouns, reportedly has sticky fingers for suitcases or sticky octopi tentacles. Unclear. Brinton was placed on leave from the Department of Energy after they were charged with... I do love that our media, because they've decided to engage in this widespread game of pretending along with delusions that you can be a plural, that a person who is obviously a nut... I'm sorry, this guy's a nut. Is it not just because this is a person who wanders around wearing women's clothing in public while also wearing a beard and lipstick, but also because this person has engaged in puppy play demonstrations in front of other humans, and also because this person is stealing luggage, but... We have to pretend that it is perfectly sane and rational for everyone to pretend along with this human that he is actually multiple humans called they-them. This will never stop being amusing to me. That our media, who are so invested in objective truth, refuse to say things that are objectively verifiable, like it's a dude. Anyway, Brinton was placed on leave from the Department of Energy after they were charged with felony theft, both of them, were charged with felony theft for reportedly snatching a woman's Vera Bradley suitcase from baggage claim at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport on September 16th, according to court documents. The suitcase and the women's belongings inside it were valued at $2,300. Britain initially denied taking the luggage, later claimed they mistook it for their own bag at baggage claim despite never having checked a bag before the flight. That is a bad defense. If you're going to steal somebody else's suitcase, at the very least, ship yourself an empty suitcase and pretend that you confused it. Genius working over here. They allegedly removed the suitcase's ID tag after plucking it from the luggage carousel video surveillance showed. Apparently, Britain still has not stepped down. So it will be amusing to watch the Biden administration have to fire this particular human being. Things are going well at the federal government level. We have set up such amazing moral standards for ourselves and destroying all of the fundamental bases of Western civilization. I'm sure that the rest of the superstructure will hold. Probably it'll be absolutely fine. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape? Get your business the refund money. Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, 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 to start saving money today. Already coming up, John Carr is still out there talking about climate change and making a fool of himself. But it's a day ending in Y, so this is the Ben Shapiro Show.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. John Kerry. He's out there talking again. He is the climate envoy for the United States of America on behalf of
Joe Biden
and John Kerry. He's apparently in negotiations with Joe Biden to continue in this job where he gets to fly on a private jet from place to place jabbering about the climate while emitting more carbon than pretty much any human being on Earth, not just from his jet, but also from his face, which is collapsing like a mudslide in the Hollywood Hills. Anyway, John Kerry, he was out there suggesting that what we really need is global redistribution of income in order to fix climate change. So he says the taxpayers should be tapped to pay for the climate transition. Not him. I mean, he's very rich, but because he married into wealth. He married the Heinz ketchup era, so that helps. So he's a Heinz Kerry. But anyway, he says the taxpayers should pay.
Is there going to have to be U.S. taxpayer money that helps the United States? Presumably the United States is going to have to be one of the nations that contributes.
Well, it would be great if there were some. The United States of America proudly is the largest humanitarian donor in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're the largest economy in the world, $21, $22 trillion economy. The next closest to us is China, at, what, 16 or so trillion?
Mm-hmm.
We have to step up to lead.
We do. We have to step up to lead by spending all of one of my favorite things about the people who insist that we have to pay for all the externalities of climate change is that we already have. Capitalism has enriched people at the bottom end of the spectrum enormously. And half of the world has been raised out of abject poverty since 1980. That is due to free trade and capitalism powered by carbon-based fossil fuels. And now the people who generated all that wealth are being called upon to double dip, essentially, to pay for, quote unquote, climate redistribution. Like, why? Seriously, why? And this is a global, worldwide problem. China ain't going to pay for it. India ain't going to pay for it. I do love the idea from the left that if we just start handing out money, everybody else will suddenly start handing out money as though this is a pledge drive for NPR. That is not the way any of this works. That is not how international relations work. John Kerry, however, has been disappointed by the war in Ukraine, by Russia's war in Ukraine, not because of the Russian invasion so much, more because, you know, the fact that it totally exposed that the entire Western economy is based on non-green energy, which is embarrassing for him.
To get too nitty-gritty, but obviously Russia is, a contributor on the methane side in the Ukraine war
Russia's one of the largest, and yes. Obviously there's a huge amount of environmental destruction taking place
mm-hmm.
in the war, and that is setting us back. And the absolute, the illegality and the depravity of what has been taking place there. So nothing that I say is meant to somehow, be a comparison to that process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That said, Ukraine has altered the dynamics of the transition that we were really ramping up to out of Glasgow.
Well, that's, clearly, this is the big problem right here. Meanwhile, the Democrats are trying to blame oil companies for lack of climate change, for lack of green energy. A report was issued on Friday from the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee saying major oil and gas companies have little intention of taking concrete actions to transition away from fossil fuels. Oh, you mean the people who make their money professionally from drilling for fossil fuels aren't going to transition away from that? I am shocked and appalled. The committee said it found Shell, Chevron, BP, and the American Petroleum Institute all made major investments in projects that would, quote, protect and entrench the use of fossil fuels, long past the timeline scientists say would be safe to prevent catastrophic climate change, despite making climate pledges. Ro Khanna of California, Democrat, says they're basically saying, we're going to increase production, we're going to increase emissions, we're also going to be able to claim being this clean tech company, this green company, because we can take symbolic actions and make it look like we're in the climate fight. The cynicism was breathtaking, and it's been a successful PR strategy. Again, I'm confused. If you would like to generate green energy, why don't you found some companies that actually make efficient green energy? Oh, wait, we've already spent billions of dollars on that, and it's produced essentially bupkis at this point? Well, let's blame the oil companies. That'll probably fix it. If we yell at the oil companies, probably that'll fix the entire problem of carbon emissions. Geniuses at work over in the United States Congress, as always. Alrighty, coming up, we'll be joined by Bishop Robert Barron. The House has now passed a bill that enshrines same-sex marriage in law and really provides the basis for a crackdown on religious Americans. We'll speak with Bishop Barron about that. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW Post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude. And thanks for your support.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
With Dynovate!
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're joined on the line by Bishop Robert Barron. He is Bishop of the Diocese of Winona, Rochester in Minnesota, and founder of Word on Fire Catholic Ministries. He's also a number one Amazon bestselling author. He's published a bunch of books. His latest is called The Great Story of Israel, Election, Freedom, Holiness. Bishop, thanks so much for joining the show. I really appreciate it.
Ben, good to be with you.
So it does feel, for people of traditional theological bent, as though basic traditional values are now under assault. We have a couple of big news stories about that that I wanted to get your take on. Obviously, one of the big stories is this case before the Supreme Court, 303 Creative LLC versus Alinas, in which an evangelical Christian woman who's a web designer says that she won't commission marriage websites for gay couples. And the court seems to be taking up the question as to whether this is a creative services versus regular services question, or whether it's a legitimate religious belief or not. How should Americans view a case like this?
I think we have to allow people that believe in traditional marriage to articulate that publicly and not have their speech compelled and forced. I think that's what alarms people the most. It's a cultural move now, not just to assert the validity of gay marriage, but to compel those who hold opposite views to celebrate in even a public way, to celebrate what they don't believe in. I think it's the coercive element of this that is really problematic. So you put it in religious liberty terms, and that's true, but it's coerced speech. And it's the aggressiveness of this really new quasi-religious ideology. And I think those who are defenders of the traditional religions and traditional moral beliefs find this pretty alarming.
You know, Bishop, one of the things that I find really alarming is how traditional religious believers sort of got boxed into this argument that the only reason that you could possibly be in favor of traditional marriage is if you are a traditional religious believer. So the fact that cases like this have now been essentially created as religious carve-outs is very frightening to me, because essentially what this case and the new same-sex marriage law that is going to be signed into law by Joe Biden say is that if you are sort of a normal, rational person, then you're not only totally fine with same-sex marriage, you should be very pro-same-sex marriage and you should oppose bigotry in all of its forms, but if you're one of those weird Bible believers who still thumps that thing, and you go to church every Sunday or you go to synagogue every Saturday, well, then you're just one of these weirdos, and we'll make special provision for you because the founders kind of wanted to make special provisions for freedom of religion, but really you're kind of quasi-bigots. And once we are on that rhetorical road, it seems like only a matter of time until the left has its way completely and religious freedom is seen as a form of bigotry, as it is in Canada, for example, or in the U.K.
Right. You're putting a finger on the loss of the natural law tradition. So prescinding from a particular religious view of things, there's the natural law tradition that, you know, Jews and Muslims and Christians have in common, that there's an intelligibility built into the nature of reality and that we can read off moral values from that. And so all people of good mind and goodwill should be able to appreciate these values. And you're right, to put it immediately into the religious context skews it a bit. You know, the tradition that goes from ancient times through Thomas Aquinas and Moses Maimonides all the way up to Martin Luther King, where reasonable people took it for granted that the positive law of a society should be grounded in the natural law, the moral law. That's prescinding from, you know, particular religious claims. Though, you know, our great tradition would say the moral law in turn is grounded in the eternal law, the mind of God. But I think you can say, I can put this thing in a purely sort of rational context, but the loss of that tradition means that a sort of moral voluntarism holds sway. So things are good if I want them to be good, what I determine to be good by my own will. And that ancient problem, voluntarism, I think is haunting the scene today. And it's a bracketing of the rational dimension. It's a bracketing of our capacity to see objective intelligibilities in the world. Everything comes down to the will. And my self-assertive will now is the ground of law. It's the loss of the great natural law tradition that's behind a lot of this mischief.
Now, Bishop Barron, the way that you describe that obviously really describes the conflict over marriage, because for people who believe in the natural law tradition, the basic idea of marriage is that it is a description of a real situation on the ground and a formalization of that description, because that thing is good, meaning males and females produce children. We have formalized that relationship, right, that family unit, on a societal level and protected that unit because it provides the basis of all civilization. But now, if you ask most Americans what marriage constitutes, they will tell you it is a purely voluntaristic relationship. They will tell you that family, right, itself is a purely voluntaristic relationship. All traditional religion sees family as an obligation. Right? You have obligations to your brothers and sisters, literally, not everybody being a brother and sister, but literally your brothers and sisters. And you have specific biblical obligations to your parents because your parents are your parents and you owe them a special obligation. And now if you ask most people what makes a family, they'll just say people who love each other, which, of course, is not a description of anything real.
Right. One of the fundamental problems here, I'll quote my mentor, Francis Cardinal George, the late Archbishop of Chicago, and he said, the real problem is that the government has no business defining marriage. Marriage is, in a way, is a pre-political reality. It belongs to the natural law. It comes up out of our very bodiliness. It comes up out of the most elemental structures of our life together. Now, government can regulate it. Government can protect it. But government can't define it. So that's one of the signs of the suspension of the natural law tradition is government is now intervening to redefine it. And then you're right. It's been defined along purely personalist, voluntarist lines. Furthermore, the religions have long recognized and people sensitive to natural law have recognized that the civil government has an interest, should have an interest in fostering the family. In Catholic social teaching, it's not the individual that's the basis of society, but the family. And so it's good for a civil society to foster the relationship between a man and a woman who give rise to children. That's not just a religious preoccupation. That's a civil good and has been recognized as such from the beginnings of the natural law tradition.
And it is very clear that the left is fully at war with this. I mean, I was quoting earlier in the show an article in The New York Times, actually about our outlet, Daily Wire, because we've moved into the entertainment field. And there's a quote from this piece in The New York Times about us. It comes from Media Matters, which is, of course, a wild left organization, and it really is telling. It's a guy named Ari Drennan, who's the LGBTQ program director for Media Matters, and he was condemning us because he said that the Daily Wire, quote, has laid out this belief in traditional views of gender and sexuality as a cornerstone of Western civilization. I mean, he's just saying that, like, I would say the exact same thing that Media Matters is saying, right. But for me, that's a perfectly obvious truth. The male, female, these things are not the same, is a basis for Western civilization. Male, female child created family units. These are what civilization is based on. But the left very often fundamentally believes, the social left believes, that the unit of demarcation is the individual. And even when it comes to the individual, you owe no duty to essentially anyone else. It is your sense right. of sexual self-identity that is literally the most important thing about you.
Well, and that's the side of it I always recognize as a type of Freudianism. I think Freud convinced the entire culture that the worst possible thing is the repression of my sexual desire. And so the unleashing of that, that I should have complete sexual freedom, is the key to happiness. I would argue that almost every statistic available proves the opposite. The happiness factor, especially among young people, is plummeting at the moment. So in a society of complete sexual freedom, people are not experiencing the happiness that a Freudianism would promise, but experiencing what, in fact, the traditional religions have long recognized. It'll lead to a deep unhappiness because it's at odds with the natural structure of things. So that worries me, not just as a philosopher, but also as a bishop, as a pastor, especially among young people. The unhappiness level is alarming. And it's not unrelated to these philosophical shifts in the way we look at the individual and society.
A little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
We're speaking with Bishop Robert Barron. So Bishop, you know, one of the things that has been pushed for by the Supreme Court and now is being pushed for by, I would say, the quote-unquote more moderate wing of the Republican Party is this idea of what they've done in Utah, the so-called Utah Compromise. The Utah Compromise is this idea in law that you have very heavy-handed anti-discrimination laws that include sexual orientation, gender identity, sure. and all the rest of the new categories that have been created by the social left, but we'll have broad carve-outs for religious institutions. The problem that I see is twofold. One, religious people aren't just religious inside their institutions. I'm religious throughout right. my entire life. And if I right. do not wish to give cover to activities that I consider to be sinful, it's not the government's business. And the founders would have been appalled by this. That's problem number one. And number two is the problem that I mentioned before, which is I don't think that that compromise holds. I don't think that the other side of the aisle is willing to hear that compromise. I think they are openly calling for, in cases like 303 Creative, the idea that religion itself is a form of bigotry, or at least cover for bigotry, and that they'll start with get religion out of the public square. You're not allowed to operate your business, even a creative business, in accordance with your religion. And then why should we allow you to educate your child in accordance with this religious right. bigotry? That's a form of child abuse. Why should we allow you to raise your kids in a religious school? Why should we allow you to right. go to a church that won't perform same-sex marriages? Why shouldn't we remove the nonprofit status of these institutions and destroy them?
Right. You have to be blind not to see this as a pretty concerted attack on the traditional view. Look at the recent Respect for Marriage Act, you know, that has been much lauded as acknowledging, you know, exceptions for conscience and religious liberty. But all that's being guaranteed there is basically what's already in the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. I mean, we're told that, we're not going to interfere with, I think the term is the solemnization of marriage. Well, that means the government's not going to come into churches and synagogues and tell us that we have to marry same-sex couples. Well, that, it seems to me, is already fully guaranteed in the First Amendment. So there's no real conscience protection, no real acknowledgement of religious liberty in all these other areas of life. So think of all the social service organizations that are affiliated with religions. I mean, from immigration services to adoption services to healthcare, et cetera. We worry very much that all of that is going to be under assault. It already is. But there's a steady attack on this this long-standing understanding of our society. So it goes way beyond just, you know, what's going to be pleasing to an individual person. This is a general cultural attack.
So, Bishop Barron, one of the questions that arises here is why religion has lost so much steam over the course of the last 60 years in the United States. The United States is still much more religious than other countries by statistics, mm-hmm. but agnosticism, atheism are obviously growing. Secularism is growing. The churches seem to be hollowing themselves out more and more. Historic traditional institutions seem to be making sort of deals with secular left-wing culture in which the alligator will supposedly eat them last. And so the question becomes whether traditional institutions are going to be able to reinvigorate themselves, because the only areas of religion that are growing right now are, in fact, the ones that are significantly more traditional. In Judaism, for example, my religion, it is only the Orthodox that are growing demographically. Within a generation and a half, Reform and conservative simply will not exist in the United States, demographically speaking. You're seeing the same thing in liberal churches all across the country. No one goes to them, because if you wish to actually spend your Sunday hearing about left-wing social gospel, you can go to a football game and go out to a party later and skip the church entirely.
Right. Yeah, I've been tracing this for a long time. A lot of people have, and you're right. I mean, these trends are not encouraging. And certainly within the Christian churches, one of the clearest indications is that the forms of liberal Protestantism have sort of fallen off the table. So that's almost a complete surrender to the cultural consensus. Within the Christian churches, those that are, I'd say, boldly Orthodox, they're holding to the classical Orthodox beliefs are the ones that are growing. And of course they are, because people find that interesting and compelling. If we're just a vague echo of the secular culture, as you say, who cares? I think that a recovery of our confidence is key. I go back within the Catholic framework, even more broadly Christian framework, mid-20th century. Think of, you know, from Evelyn Waugh to Thomas Merton to Fulton Sheen to Dorothy Day. We had a whole slew of figures, literary, cultural, theological, Christopher Dawson, many others, who had a very confident sense of Christianity, of Catholicism. And the church was, I mean, certainly compared to today, was flourishing. That loss of confidence, where did it come from? Well, you know, the 60s and all that. And within the Catholic context, people will blame the Second Vatican Council, which is not fair. The council itself was a richly articulated, confident Catholicism. But for all kinds of cultural reasons, there was a loss of confidence. So, I mean, a recovery of that, a recovery of mere Christianity, if you want to use Lewis's term, you know, just if all the Christian churches could claim their essential beliefs in God, in Christ, in redemption, in sin, in grace, etc. But there's been a hand-wringing quality to so much of Christianity the last 50 or so years, and that's not helped the project at all.
So, Bishop Barron, this does raise the question of, if you're going to have a strong and muscular church, you know, a church that actually defends its own priorities, this means drawing lines. And one of the big problems in traditional religion is that there's been an unwillingness to draw lines. So, to take a very contentious example, now, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi claim that they are very, very Catholic people, and yet Nancy Pelosi supports abortion on demand, and she's out there championing same-sex marriage. Joe Biden is doing the same thing, plus both of them are promoting the idea that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. What should the Catholic Church do about issues like this?
Well, it should certainly, and I've done this, now I'm speaking in my own name, but also as a bishop of the church, to call that out as incoherent. And I got that language from Jorge Mario Bergoglio, who used it when he was Archbishop in Buenos Aires, now, of course, Pope Francis. There's an incoherence in being Catholic and holding to those views, and I think the church should call that out. Now, the way the church is structured, it's up to the individual bishop of a diocese to make that determination. So there I'd cede it to the Archbishop of Washington or Archbishop of San Francisco. In the latter case, Archbishop Corleone has in fact said to Nancy Pelosi, you should not receive communion. The Archbishop of Washington has decided not to do that. So in our polity, our ecclesial polity, that's the way we resolve those issues. It's up to the individual bishop. I think at the very least to call out the incoherence of that position is a desideratum.
Well, that is Bishop Robert Barron. Again, you can check out his brand new book, The Great Story of Israel, Election, Freedom, and Holiness. He's an amazing thinker, and you should check out all of his work. Bishop Barron, really appreciate the time and the insight.
Thanks, Ben. God bless you.
We'll get to more on this in a second. First, tragically, every single minute, unborn babies' futures are sucked out of existence. But amid the darkness, there is a light that shines, and that light is preborn. Preborn introduces mothers considering abortion to their unborn babies through ultrasound. Once they hear that heartbeat and see the precious life, the majority of the time they're going to choose life. Preborn pregnancy clinics are positioned in top abortion areas where most abortions still take place. But Preborn doesn't stop there. They love and support these mothers with maternity clothes, diapers, counseling, and a lot more for up to 2 years. Preborn is completely dependent on you, the pro-life community, as they fight the giants. For just $28, you can rescue a baby's life, or $140 sponsors 5 ultrasounds. And now, through a match, your gift is doubled. 100% of your donation is going to go towards saving babies. Our goal is to save 10,000 babies. Will you help us? Just dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Shapiro. That's preborn.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. preborn.com/Shapiro. Showing a mom her baby in the womb is the best way of making sure that she knows that she is a mom and she'll want to save that baby at preborn.com/Shapiro to help out. All right, coming up, we'll be joined by Julie Hartman of Prager University. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Your friendly oil change, Premier, and all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy.
There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're joined by Julie Hartman of Prager University, born and raised in Los Angeles and a graduate of Harvard College from last May. She is extraordinarily young. She is 21, and she is now the youngest person to host a nationally syndicated talk show. She hosts that show with Dennis Prager. Dennis and Julie, she also hosts her own show, Timeless, with Julie Hartman. Julie, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Ben. And I just want to correct you. I wish I were still 21, but I'm actually 23 years old.
Okay, sorry about that. Your biography is a couple of years out of date. So, Julie, why don't you tell me about how you got it started? How you got started in the radio industry, and also what's the show about?
Well, I actually got started because of an email I sent to Dennis Prager back in the summer of 2020. Then I was a sophomore at Harvard, and I was liberal, but that was during the Black Lives Matter summer, and I realized that I wasn't so liberal anymore, seeing what was going on with the country. So I discovered PragerU, I discovered Dennis, and I was just enamored with his books and his work. And so I decided to send him an email and thank him for his influence on my thinking. And miraculously, he responded to me. He invited me to come and be a guest on his radio show. And from there, we developed a great personal and professional relationship. And now we have this show, Dennis and Julie, together, which is every Monday. And then I have my show, Timeless, which is the remaining days of the week. So Dennis and Julie is more about life than it is about politics. We actually really don't talk about the news. We try to talk about sort of more eternal life subjects. And then my show, Timeless, will both be a news show and, hence the name, a show that also deals with the eternal truths of life.
So what do you think is the sort of viewpoint that distinguishes your show from others? Obviously, because of your age, presumably you have a connection with people of a younger generation that many of us find very difficult to understand. I used to be the young gun. I'm no longer the young gun. I'm 38. So you'll have to explain to me how your generation works, because frankly, they're puzzling to me though. I mean, people of your age are now at the point where I'm in a state of elderly puzzlement at the behavior of people who are 23 and below. I would say, well, what distinguishes your generation from others in the past?
Well, I've observed that, unfortunately, there's a narrow range of topics that we can deal with comfortably and intelligently. We can talk about celebrity culture. We can talk about TikTok. We can talk about social media or the latest predictable bestseller. But once you start to go into the realm of religion or truly spiritual subjects, you know, the nature of good and evil, is there an afterlife, what extent do we have free will? Once you get into those subjects, we are just hopelessly incompetent about talking about those things. And so what I hope to do with my show, in addition to rehashing the news, which is important, is to reawaken the spark in people that there's a lot more out there in life to discuss than just the shallow things that we seem to talk about nowadays. So I hope to be an example for my generation that we can talk about spirituality, we can talk about religiosity, history, you know, the truly great works, both in literature and music of Western civilization. I want to be that voice that is different from the onslaught of shallow things that people my age are otherwise getting.
Well, that's Julie Hartman. You can listen to her show over at Salem's nationally syndicated radio network. Also, where's the best place to find Dennis and Julie as well as Timeless with Julie Hartman?
The best place is to watch it on YouTube, or you can listen to it after in podcast form.
Well, go check it out today. Julie, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks for having me.
All righty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much, much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasia Stevens. Russian President Vladimir Putin commenting on his country's nuclear options.
President Putin said Friday that Moscow could adopt what he described as a U.S. concept of using preemptive military strikes. The blunt statement came amid rising Russia-NATO tensions over Ukraine. Putin said Russia, in his words, is just thinking about it. For years, the Kremlin has expressed concerns about U.S. efforts to develop the so-called conventional prompt global strike capability. That is the ability to hit an adversary's strategic targets with precision-guided conventional weapons anywhere in the world within 1 hour. In Washington, advisors to President Biden viewed Putin's latest comments as more saber-rattling. Norman Hall, Washington.
The White House reacts to Senator Kyrsten Sinema's decision to leave the Democratic Party.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Sinema partnered with the Biden White House on key legislation, voting for much of the president's agenda. She says the White House expects to continue to work successfully with the senator. Sinema says she switched her registration to independent because the system of party politics is broken. Democrats still have a slim Senate majority, but Sinema's departure could complicate matters for the party on some votes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A group of lawmakers want the Biden administration to guarantee sick leave to rail workers. In a letter sent to the president Friday, some House and Senate members asked that rail employees be granted 7 days of sick leave. An earlier agreement promised workers an increase in pay, but did not include any time off to recover from sickness or take care of sick family. The founder of bankrupt cryptocurrency company FTX will testify before House lawmakers next week. Sam Bankman-Fried tweeted that he still can't get a hold of much of his personal or professional data at this time. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Be frank, the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Europe is scrambling to plan for its energy future.
Spain, France, and Portugal have agreed to build a major undersea pipeline to transport hydrogen from the Iberian Peninsula to France and Europe by 2030. The line is aimed at helping the European Union move closer to energy independence, a goal expedited by the Russian invasion of Ukraine that precipitated an energy crisis. Spain and Portugal initially wanted to pipe gas across land to France, but Paris rejected that idea. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Biden administration sending $275 million to Ukraine for keeping up. This means the U.S. has contributed almost $20 billion to Ukraine so far. A Salvation Army red kettle stolen from a bell ringer in a Spokane Safeway store while the bell ringer was in the bathroom. The Salvation Army says the person had a kettle near him in the restroom, but the suspect grabbed it and took off. News and analysis at townhall.com. Senate Democrats are vowing to move forward with investigations against corporate America. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats have been unable to launch investigations against alleged corporate malfeasance over the past 2 years, with an equal number of Republicans seated on key committees. Armed now with an outright majority, Democrats say they'll question corporate heads on everything from alleged price gouging to climate change. In an atmosphere where debate rages over free speech, it's an ominous sign for conservatives that the Senate may soon subpoena corporate executives in probes of what Democrats see as misinformation or inappropriate content on social media platforms. Bob Agner reporting.
The CEO of Penguin Random House, the world's largest trade publisher, is stepping down. Marco Stoll's decision is effective at the end of the year. It comes just weeks after a federal judge blocked the company's attempt to buy rival Simon & Schuster. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No? Me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, Barry Weiss has been handed the next giant tranche of files by Elon Musk on all of the misaction that was performed by Twitter over the course of the last several years. And this one is a doozy. According to Barry Weiss, there was widespread shadow banning. Shadow banning has a couple of definitions. One is the idea that you put out tweets and unaware to you, they just don't go out. And that's how Twitter defined it, so as to avoid the reality of shadow banning, which was essentially minimizing the amount of reach on particular tweets or from particular accounts. And as the new evidence shows from Barry Weiss via Elon Musk, Twitter spent years basically suppressing content from conservative creators. So she writes, a new Twitter files investigation reveals that teams of Twitter employees build blacklists, prevent disfavored tweets from trending, and actively limit the visibility of entire accounts or even trending topics, all in secret without informing users. Twitter once had a mission to give everyone the powers to create and share ideas and information instantly without barriers. Along the way, barriers nevertheless were erected. Take, for example, Stanford's Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who argued that COVID lockdowns would harm children. Twitter secretly placed him on a trends blacklist, which prevented his tweets from trending. Now, again, that does not happen in the absence of Dr. Anthony Fauci and members of the federal government essentially attempting to treat Jay Bhattacharya and company as though they were the plague. And this is something that was widely pressed by the NIH, by Dr. Fauci. The idea was that Jay Bhattacharya and the members of the Great Barrington Declaration were evil and terrible and no good and very bad, and so all of their information should be suppressed. And there were active attempts on the part of governmental actors to lash out at sources like Jay Bhattacharya. It was about this time that Twitter was shutting down Bhattacharya's account. Or consider the popular right-wing talk show host Dan Bongino, says Barry Weiss, who at one point was slapped with a search blacklist. Twitter set the account of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to do not amplify, which essentially shrank the size of the reach that he was able to pursue. Barry Weiss says Twitter denied it does such things. In 2018, Twitter's Vijaya Gadde, then head of legal policy and trust, and Kevan Begpour, head of product, said, quote, we do not shadow ban, and they added, and we certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideology. Now, there are a bunch of people on the left who are saying, well, technically speaking, they weren't shadow banning. They were reducing reach. That's not quite the same thing as shadow banning. Okay, this is the same game that Dr. Fauci played when he talked about gain-of-function research. Dr. Fauci meant it's not gain-of-function research if we're not talking about adding virality to a disease within a species. But if we allow the virality of a disease to cross species, that's not gain-of-function research. Everybody else, colloquially speaking, is like, no, that's gain-of-function research, dude. Same thing is happening here. The Twitter heads were using terms like shadow ban in a different way than the general public. And as somebody who spends an enormous, disproportionate, stupid amount of time on Twitter, I can tell you that when we say shadow banning, what we mean is that we put out a tweet and that a lot of people are unable to see the tweet because of the distribution mechanisms essentially being shut down. And not that if I put out a tweet, no one sees it, or that my account is secretly being prevented from getting anything out there. That's what Twitter meant by shadow ban. But what we mean by shadow ban is that we just are reducing reach. And this is what Barry Weiss says. What many people call shadow banning, Twitter executives and employees call visibility filtering, or VF. Multiple high-level sources confirmed its meaning. Think about visibility filtering as being a way for us to suppress what people see at different levels. It's a very powerful tool, one senior Twitter employee told us. VF refers to Twitter's control over user visibility. It used VF to block searches of individual users, to limit the scope of a particular tweet's discoverability, to block select users' posts from ever appearing on the trending page, and from inclusion in hashtag searches. all without users' knowledge. We control visibility quite a bit, and we control the amplification of your content quite a bit. And normal people do not know how much we do, one Twitter engineer told us, to additional Twitter employees confirmed. The group, according to Barry Weiss, that decided whether to limit the reach of certain users was the Strategic Response Team, Global Escalation Team, or SRTGET. It often handled up to 200 quote-unquote cases a day. But there existed a level beyond official ticketing, beyond the rank-and-file moderators following the company's policy on paper. That is the Site Integrity Policy Escalation Support, known as SIPPES. This secret group included the head of legal policy and trust, that would be Vijaya Gatti, the global head of trust and safety, that would be Yoel Roth, subsequent CEOs Jack Dorsey and Parag Agrawal, and others. So again, you've seen interviews with Vijaya Gatti where she's getting just smoked by Tim Pool on Joe Rogan's show for the fact that she is essentially picking and choosing which accounts to ban or which accounts to shadow ban, and she's denying some of that. You've seen Yoel Roth on this show, right, clips of him talking about how he was actively involved in suppressing the Hunter Biden story because he thought that it was dangerous, or he was actively involved in the decision to ban Donald Trump from Twitter after January 6th because so many of his employees were being hit with quote-unquote threats and their feels were hurt. Barry White says this is where the biggest, most politically sensitive decisions got made. Think high follower account controversial, another Twitter account, Twitter employee told us. For these, there would be no ticket or anything. One of the accounts that rose to this level of scrutiny was Libs of TikTok, an account that was on the Trends blacklist and was designated as Do Not Take Action on User Without Consulting with SIPPES. The account, which Chaya Rachek began in November 2020 and now boasts over 1.4 million followers, was subjected to 6 suspensions in 2022 alone, Rachek says. Each time, Rachek was blocked from posting for as long as a week. Twitter repeatedly informed Rachek she had been suspended for violating Twitter's policy against quote-unquote hateful conduct. But an internal SIPPES memo from October 2022, after her 7th suspension, the committee acknowledged that LTT, Libs of TikTok, has not directly engaged in behavior violative of the hateful conduct policy. The committee justified her suspension internally by claiming her post, quote, encouraged online harassment of hospitals and medical providers by insinuating that gender-affirming healthcare is equivalent to child abuse or grooming. Well, gender-affirming healthcare is equivalent to child abuse or grooming. I'm sorry, but hormonally treating 7-year-olds by pretending they're a member of the opposite sex is in fact a form of child abuse. And if you are double mastectomying 16-year-old girls because they are confused about whether they are a girl or not, that is child abuse. But apparently they use that as an excuse to essentially suspend Libs of TikTok. A little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Barry Weiss says, compare this to what happened when Rachek herself was doxxed on November 21st, 2022. A photo of her home with address was posted on a tweet that has garnered more than 10,000 likes. When Rachek told Twitter her address had been disseminated, she says Twitter support responded with this message, quote, "We reviewed the reported content and didn't find it to be in violation of the Twitter rules. No action was taken. The doxing tweet is still up." In internal Slack messages, Twitter employees spoke of using technicalities to restrict the visibility of tweets and subjects. Here's Yoel Roth, Twitter's then head of global head of trust and safety, in a direct message to a colleague in early 2021. Quote, "A lot of times, SI has used technicality spam enforcements as a way to solve a problem created by safety under enforcing their policies, which again isn't a problem per se, but it keeps us from addressing the root cause of the issue, which is that our safety policies need some attention." So in other words, we couldn't ban people under safety policies, so we found another excuse to ban people. 6 days later, in a direct message with an employee on the Health Misinformation Privacy and Identity Research Team, Roth requested more research to support expanding, quote, "non-removal policy interventions like disabling engagements and de-amplification visibility filtering." Roth wrote, quote, "The hypothesis underlying much of what we've implemented is that if exposure to, e.g., misinformation, directly causes harm, we should use remediations that reduce exposure, and limiting the spread virality of content is a good way to do that." Now, there's so many mush words in that particular sentence from Yoel Roth. Right? The hypothesis is that misinformation, we don't define misinformation, misinformation can range from global warming is not going to end the earth to gender-affirming health care is child abuse. Right? Those particular saying that Ellen Page, or formerly Ellen Page, is in fact a woman, is a form of misinformation, according to Yoel Roth. And add on to that, directly causes harm. That phrase, misinformation directly causes harm, you have not defined any of those words. You've not defined misinformation, which could just be anything I disagree with. You have not defined directly, because again, misinformation does not directly cause harm. It always indirectly causes harm. If you're talking about physical harm, information or misinformation does not directly cause harm, unless you're talking about like actual incitement to violence. It might indirectly cause harm because someone might take that information and use it in the wrong way, or they may take the misinformation seriously and it may cause them to do bad things. Okay, but misinformation is not defined. Directly is not defined. Causes is not defined here because you don't exactly know the relationship between the misinformation and the harm. And harm is not defined because we don't know what kind of harm you're talking about. Are you talking about physical harm? Are you talking about emotional harm? Are you talking about financial? So nothing there is defined. That is a phrase that just is a bleh. It's just, if I read that sentence again, the hypothesis underlying much of what we've implemented is that exposure to bleh. So we should use remediations that reduce exposure. In other words, we don't like whatever this is, and we're going to use the rubric of harm that is being caused by directly by misinformation, and then we are going to shadow ban it. Roth added, quote, we got Jack on board with implementing this for civic integrity in the near term, but we're going to need to make a more robust case to get this into our repertoire of policy remediations, especially for other policy domains. Barry says that there will be another installment of all of this in short order. Okay, so what do we know at this point? What we know pretty clearly is that, again, Twitter became a mechanism by which purple-haired interns, plus some of the heads of policy and safety, people like Yoel Roth, people like, yes, Jack Dorsey or Parag Agrawal or Vijaya Gadde, they were making decisions on an ad hoc basis. Their thing was all algorithmic. They were saying that it wasn't happening, they wouldn't reply to you, they wouldn't get back to you, or it was all the algorithm. It's the magic algorithm that was telling you that libs of TikTok had to be suspended. Well, it wasn't. There's a bunch of people in a back room somewhere who are literally deciding whether or not you should be able to see a Charlie Kirk tweet. There's a bunch of people in a back room filled presumably with vape smoke deciding that Dan Bongino should not be searchable on Twitter. Again, I've been deeply suspicious of this for some time. This is not a great shock to me. I will repeat that since I currently have about 5.2 million followers on Twitter. When Elon Musk took over Twitter, which was like 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, I had 4.3. I picked up almost a million Twitter followers in about 6 weeks. So what that suggests to me is that literally the minute the deal went through, a lot of the foot that was stomping on the face of particular accounts was removed. So none of this is a particular shock, but it is kind of shocking that all of it has now been confirmed. This is precisely what the left would like, of course. This is one of the great dangers of the re-centralization of power. This happens all the time, by the way. You have sort of trustless systems like the internet where there's a wide distribution of mechanisms of information. It all gets centralized in a place like a social media hangout like Facebook or Twitter or now TikTok. And then the people who are in charge of those giant social media centralization sites are able to siphon off or quash particular forms of information. You see this financially, too, by the way. And the entire FTX scandal was basically about a trustless form of currency, cryptocurrency, and people just leaving it in a centralized place that requires trust. And then the person essentially just embezzling money. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape? Get your business the refund money. Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, G-E-T-R-E-F-U-N-D-S.com, GetRefunds.com, to start saving money today.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, all of this information is being revealed by Elon Musk, and the left, of course, is ticked at Elon Musk. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Merry Christmas from Vanco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Vanco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Vanco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Vanco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Vanco.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the world's worst congressperson, Congressman Adam Schiff, you remember, he's the Russia hoax guy. Well, he's very angry at Elon Musk. Adam Schiff is just an execrable congressperson. He is a liar extraordinaire. This is a person who spent 4 years suggesting that just around the corner, he'd seen the evidence, just around the corner, behind the curtain, there was the smoking Russian gun that was going to show that Donald Trump was actually a Russian agent. And of course, that was all nonsense. It was all crap. Well, now, Adam Schiff is out there saying that Elon Musk is a bigot for allowing speech to be disseminated, because this is really what members of the left think. Mainstream leftists, very often members of the Democratic Party, they think that things like free speech are dangerous because people might say things that they don't like. Just like freedom of religion is dangerous, people might believe things they don't like. Just like freedom of association is dangerous, people might hang out with people they don't like and not with people they do like. Here's Adam Schiff going after Elon Musk.
Musk wrote, and I quote him, hate speech impressions are actually down by one third for Twitter now versus prior to acquisition. And you don't buy it. How come?
No, I certainly don't buy it. And what's more important, credible analysts don't buy it. So, you know, sadly, we are seeing bigotry directed at the LGBTQ community, against the Black community, against the Jewish community, and many other communities just spiral on Twitter now. And we can't be surprised because – Musk has let go so many of the people that might be responsible for moderating and taking that content offline.
By the way, it is no coincidence that Schiff is essentially standing for all of the people who are doing the shadow banning on Twitter. All of the people, the head of trust and safety, people like Joel Roth, has now been fired. All of those people are the people who Schiff wants put back in place. Democrats want those people back in place, claiming that they're shutting down the hate speech on the platform. And Musk is out there actually releasing data showing how hate speech impressions are now lower. And what the data actually show is that there was a massive spike in hate speech impressions immediately upon him taking over. And then there was a dramatic drop right after that because they quashed it and they shut it down. Right? That is what the charts show. But Adam Schiff doesn't believe that. The reason Adam Schiff doesn't believe that is because what Elon Musk is currently proving with the working of Twitter is that a bunch of losers in big tech don't deserve jobs. Like 90% of the staff over at Twitter is now gone, and their impressions are at an all-time high, and they're cutting down on the hate speech impressions, and they're revealing information about the throttling of informational dissemination. It's a pretty amazing thing that Musk is doing, actually, over at Twitter, and it is worthy of note. Meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House, she continues to be highly critical of Twitter. But when asked about coordination between, say, the Biden campaign or the Biden White House and the executives at Twitter, she's got nothing to say about that, obviously.
You've said a few times that you really can't talk about communications between the Biden campaign and Twitter. Who is telling you that that's off limits?
I've already had that conversation with you, with your colleague, I believe, yesterday. I've already addressed this multiple times this week, so I don't have anything more to add. Again, we've litigated this all week. Don't have anything to add.
So not a
I'm going to the back. I'm going to the back. I'm going to the back. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is how democracy dies. Remember, if a press secretary under President Trump just talked over a reporter that way, I'm going to the back, then that would be really bad. But she works for the Democrats, so it's totally fine. Okay, meanwhile, in other big political news, Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who has been sort of a swing voter in the Senate, and she is to the left. She's a Democrat. She voted with the Democrats on their big bills. She has moderated a couple of their biggest boo-boos. So, for example, Kyrsten Sinema refused to sign on to the bigger version of Joe Biden's Green New Deal nonsense. And she didn't sign on to the full Build Back Better plan. She helped carve it down along with Joe Manchin. But she's certainly to the left. I mean, she is a Democrat, no question. She's just a moderate Democrat, a la Joe Manchin. Well, now she's declared that she is registering as an independent. She put out an ad to that effect that looks sort of like a commercial for, I don't know, Prozac. Here's the ad.
What I love about serving is that I get to hear from Arizonans day in and day out about what's working in Washington, or more frequently, what's not working in Washington. And I really am grateful that folks have trusted me to take back those concerns that they have. I promised them I would be an independent voice for our state. I promised that I would always do what is right for the people of Arizona. And that's what I've done. Registering as an independent and showing up to work with the title of independent is a reflection of who I've always been.
Okay, so let's just make clear about Kyrsten Sinema a couple things. First of all, side effects may include constipation, skin rash or dermatitis, diarrhea, dizziness, drowsiness, dry mouth, headache, and insomnia. Whenever they have that soft piano music as politicians talk, you just have to add that little disclaimer at the end. However, let's make clear that Kyrsten Sinema, when she originally campaigned, she was super duper radical left. And she is a politician. She's a very talented politician, actually, because she shifts and moves. She's sort of Clintonian. She sees where the political winds are, and she moves toward those political winds. Arizona is not a blue state. Arizona is, at best, a purple state. And if the Arizona Republican Party weren't off its rocker, it would be clearly a red state. Doug Ducey won his last gubernatorial race easily. Now they have Katie Hobbs, the governor, because they decided they were going to run Carrie Lake, who is an out-of-the-box, very Trumpy candidate. Blake Masters was running against Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly was highly vulnerable. Blake Masters was a very vulnerable candidate on the right side of the aisle, with a lot of quirkiness to him. The Arizona Republican Party decided to elevate election 2020 as the big issue in election 2022, and it did not go well for them. Kyrsten Sinema essentially is running as a moderate Democrat / moderate Republican, right? So her campaigning as an independent makes a lot of political sense because it essentially puts her in the mold of John McCain. That's what she's trying to do here. She's trying to say, I'm a maverick, just like McCain was a maverick. McCain was in the Senate for pretty much two centuries, and so she intends on being in the Senate for a very long time. Now, by re-registering as an independent, that means she's not going to be the Democratic Party presidential nominee. But it does more for her than that. It's actually an extraordinarily clever political move. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get you exactly why Kyrsten Sinema decided she was going to switch parties. The answer is pretty politically clever. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Kyrsten Sinema has decided that she is going to switch from Democrat to independent. It changes nothing in the Senate, but it does help her. So why exactly is Kyrsten Sinema re-registering as an independent? Well, she has an op-ed where she explains. She says there's a disconnect between what everyday Americans want and deserve from our politics and what political parties are offering. This is what she writes in AZ Central. I'm privileged to represent Arizonans of all backgrounds and beliefs in the U.S. Senate. I'm honored to travel to every corner of our state listening to your concerns and ideas. While Arizonans don't all agree on the issues, we are united in our values of hard work, common sense, and independence. We make our own decisions using our own judgment and lived experiences to form our beliefs. We don't line up to do what we're told, automatically subscribe to whatever positions the national political parties dictate, or view every issue through labels that divide us. She says, it's no surprise that Washington, D.C. often fails to reflect our expectations of setting aside political games, working together, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She says, in catering to the fringes, neither party has demonstrated much tolerance for diversity of thought. Bipartisan compromise is seen as a rarely acceptable last resort rather than the best way to achieve lasting progress. Most Arizonans believe this is a false choice. And when I ran for office, I decided to essentially run against that. I worked with senators in both parties, et cetera, et cetera. And she says, that's why I've joined the growing number of Arizonans who reject party politics by declaring my independence from the broken partisan system in Washington. I registered as an Arizona independent. Like a lot of Arizonans, I've never fit perfectly in either national party. And she concludes saying, it's an honor to represent the state I love so much in the U.S. Senate. And while I do, I pledge to continue doing exactly what I promised, to be an independent voice for Arizona, because the Senate seat doesn't belong to Democratic or Republican bosses in Washington. Okay, so what is she actually doing here? Well, the answer is, what she's actually doing here is she's insulating herself from political challenge. That is why Kyrsten Sinema is doing what she's doing. So presumably she will caucus with the Democrats in the same way that Bernie Sanders, who is a registered independent but is a Democrat, caucuses with the Democrat, or Angus King in Maine, who is an independent but caucuses with the Democrat. Caucuses with the Democrats. The reason this makes a difference is because if Kyrsten Sinema decided not to caucus with the Democrats, if the Senate became 50-49-1, as opposed to 51-49 for the Democrats, the way that it currently is, that shifts how the committees are shaped. And it makes a very large-scale difference when it comes to judicial nominations. Right now, thanks to Harry Reid's original destruction of the filibuster for judicial nominees, you can ram through judicial nominees with 51 votes in the Senate. And what that would have meant is that the committees, if it's split 50-50, the Judiciary Committee does not have enough votes to actually get people out of Judiciary Committee all the time. It's a pretty even split in the Judiciary Committee. When Democrats take over full control of the committee, they can just ram people out onto the floor and ram in a bunch of federal judges. That's why this makes a difference. But is she going to break that? No, she's not. There's no indication that Kyrsten Sinema is not going to caucus with the Democrats. She could theoretically caucus by herself, right? Just be an independent by herself. And then Kamala Harris would have to be there. She'd be the tiebreaker again. It would elevate Joe Manchin again. I don't think that's what she's going to do. I think she's going to caucus with the Democrats, changing none of the math for the Democrats in the Senate. She will mostly vote with the Democrats. She'll do what she always did. So why did she re-register as an independent if she's just going to caucus with the Democrats? The answer is, this insulates her from challenge inside Arizona. So there are a lot of Arizona Democrats who are very unhappy with Kyrsten Sinema. When she was elected, people thought she was going to be a wild progressive. She made all sorts of anti-military statements. She seemed like she was extraordinarily far to the left on social issues. And then she got in office and she's been kind of moderate, particularly for a Democrat. And so there are a lot of Democrats who are trying to push Ruben Gallego, who is a representative in Arizona, a Democrat, to challenge her in a primary. Well, there's an easy way to avoid a challenge in a Democratic primary, and that's you don't run in a Democratic primary. Right now, Ruben Gallego could theoretically run for the Democratic nomination, win, and still get skunked by Kyrsten Sinema in the general. So she has now avoided any primary challenge, and because she will continue to caucus with the Democrats, the smart move, that means Democrats are not going to expend a lot of capital in order to get her out. I don't see Democrats expending a lot of capital in order to get Bernie Sanders kicked out in Vermont just because he's a registered independent. He does all their work for them. He caucuses with them. He just calls himself an independent. Same thing with Angus King in Maine. You don't see Democrats being like, man, we got to get rid of this Angus King. So Kyrsten Sinema is doing a smart thing, politically speaking. For all those Republicans who are just eager and excited because she's re-registering, It makes no difference except to her. It essentially sets her up for a future, for all future Senate runs. She's making herself more durable by preventing herself from receiving a serious challenge from the left, which is where she really thinks the challenge is, because she thinks she's moderate enough to draw McCain votes, which means that she's probably going to do well in a general election so long as she makes it past the Democratic primary in the state of Arizona. So don't be fooled by the politicking here. Sinema's a clever politician, and what she's doing here makes a lot of political sense. A little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
The other big controversy of the day is that Brittany Griner, a WNBA player, has now been released in exchange for an arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death. The 2005 Nicolas Cage movie, The Lord of War, was actually based on the arms dealer Victor Bout, who has now been released in exchange for this WNBA player. This is the first WNBA trade in human history that anyone has ever paid attention to. As my friend Blaine Crane pointed out, take a listen to our sports show, Crane and Company. The Wall Street Journal reports, women's basketball star Brittany Griner, which of course is an oxymoron, that doesn't exist. Quick, name 3 WNBA players. Do it. Nope. By the way, Brittany Griner is mostly famous because she once dunked a basketball. And really, like that's the real thing, is that people know Brittany Griner's name because they made a huge deal out of it on ESPN when, like, 10 years ago, she dunked a basketball, and people were like, oh my God, first dunk in WNBA history. It is astonishing how amazing the action is at the WNBA games. To paraphrase Bill Burr, whenever people complain that it's sexism is the reason why WNBA games have no attendance, women represent 51% of the American population. Ladies, go do your jobs and attend a WNBA game. You don't want to? Don't blame the men. Women's basketball star Brittany Griner has now been released from a Russian penal colony and is being returned to the United States through a prisoner exchange for Russian arms dealer Victor Bout, which culminated on Thursday with a Cold War-style handover on an airport runway in Abu Dhabi. The swap capped a drama that began in February when Griner, a 32-year-old 2-time Olympian and center for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, was on her way to a high-paying professional job in Russia during the U.S. offseason, which is, of course, a genius move. In the middle of expectation that Russia is about to declare war on Ukraine, you fly in, but you don't just fly in. You also land with hash oil in your luggage. A genius move. And just going to put it out there. The world is not the world. It's not a safe place when you fly into, you know, evil dictatorships. Probably don't bring your hash oil. Just as a general rule, don't bring your hash oil. Griner was convicted of drug smuggling and possession, sentenced to 9 years in a penal colony. That, of course, was dramatic overkill. The Russians were doing that in order to hold her as a hostage, clearly. The U.S. deemed that Griner had been wrongfully detained and a designation that obligated it to work to obtain her release, which, of course, the United States should. I mean, it's the job of the United States not to leave people behind, like, I don't know, like the 10,000 Afghan allies that we left behind in Afghanistan, or the hundreds of Americans we left behind in Afghanistan, or green card holders that we left behind in Afghanistan who are still there, or, you know, the dozens of other people we leave languishing in prisons around the world. Brittany Griner was top of the heap. She was the one who mattered absolutely the most. That sent off a tense, months-long diplomatic negotiation between the two superpowers at perhaps the lowest moment in their relations in decades. A breakthrough came in recent days. Earlier this week, Griner was moved from a penal colony in Mordovia, about 350 miles northwest to Moscow, a city where her imprisonment had begun. Bout was given a conditional grant of clemency that was not completed until Thursday, when U.S. officials in the UAE verified that Griner was there too and ready to return to the United States. There's some tape that has now emerged of Brittany Griner getting on the plane. I would not be the first to observe that Pete Davidson will apparently be playing her in the movie. In any case, here is Brittany Griner.
Fly back home to the U.S.
To the U.S.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay.
This is just Brittany Griner walking to the plane. And then Victor Bout, an arms dealer, being freed. The United States, by the way, essentially looks like it decided in favor of Brittany Griner over Paul Whelan. Now, the White House has denied that. Paul Whelan is a former member of the U.S. military. He did receive a dishonorable discharge, but I will say that he tends to stand for the national anthem, unlike Brittany Griner, who famously did not, because America is so systemically racist that we trade arms dealers to get back our own citizens. That's how terrible we are. In any case, Whelan is still languishing in prison. As Jordan Schachtel points out over his Substack, the evidence tends to show that essentially the United States made the deal for Griner as opposed to Whelan. He says, on Thursday morning, the Biden administration announced that WNBA player Brittany Griner had been freed from a Russian prison in exchange for Bout, a notorious Russian arms dealer who is known to Western intelligence agencies as the Merchant of Death. The seeming lopsided trade was made worse by the reality that American citizen Paul Whelan, who served in the Marines, was left behind in Russia. For several months, the Biden administration had been publicly indicating their intent to try to secure the release of both Griner and Whelan in exchange for Bout, before announcing Thursday they had secured Griner in a one-to-one exchange. Did the Biden administration choose Griner over Whelan? Although Biden officials, the president himself, have denied that that was the case, several pieces of evidence indicate Griner was indeed prioritized over Whelan. So, for example, NBC News actually stealth-edited a story about this. NBC News originally reported, quote, a senior U.S. official told NBC News the U.S. government had sought to have both Griner and Whelan released as part of a swap with the Kremlin, which wanted the return of Viktor Bout, a Russian arms dealer who has served 11 years of a 25-year sentence in the United States. But the official said Russia has treated Whelan differently because he's an accused spy and that the Kremlin gave the White House the choice of either Griner or Whelan or none. Then they went back and they self-edited it. So they said the Russians gave the White House the choice of either Griner or no one. So they got rid of or Whelan or none. The NBC report also cited Whelan's Russian lawyer, who said the deal was an exchange of one-to-one and that choosing Griner appeared more humane because she's a woman and an Olympic champion, while Whelan was in the military and it's easier for him to be in custody. Whelan's brother indicated just days ago the former U.S. service member was being considered for a one-to-one swap. So it looks a lot as though Whelan was given second status here to Brittany Griner, presumably because she is very famous and also intersectional. I mean, I'm not sure what else to make of it when Whelan is still in prison over there and Brittany Griner is coming home. And all of the media coverage and the White House coverage, by the way, is all about her historic status as not just a WNBA player, but an LGBTQ plus woman of color. And there's been heavy focus on this from the Democrats, which is very strange. And honestly, like, we should work to get every American back, whether it is Paul Whelan or whether it is, as I say, the 40 to 50 Americans who are being wrongfully detained by foreign governments. But only this one is apparently like a major, major priority. There was a prisoner exchange that happened, I believe, back in April. That included another American, but he was exchanged for not a high-level weapons dealer. He was exchanged for, like, a guy who'd been convicted of drug smuggling or something. This is a very high-profile exchange for a very, very powerful terrorist arms dealer. And it was done for Brittany Griner. Meanwhile, you have 40 to 50 Americans who are being wrongfully detained by foreign governments. This is according to the New York Times. An average of 34 U.S. nationals were wrongfully held by foreign governments each year between 2012 and 2022. More countries are unjustly holding Americans at this point. At least 19 countries had either wrongfully detained or continued to hold a U.S. national in captivity. That includes detentions in Iran, China, Venezuela, Syria, and Russia. But again, Brittany Griner was the priority. Again, I'm glad that we are getting American citizens back. I'm just wondering why Brittany Griner, as opposed to Paul Whelan or any of the other dozens, if you're going to be releasing high-level terrorists, this is not a good trading strategy. In other words, Vladimir Putin appears to have fleeced the United States in this particular trade. When it comes to hostage dealing, that's how you have to look at it. Because, again, this is now going to create massive leverage for foreign governments taking hostages of Americans knowing they can get criminals freed. It's always a problem when foreign governments do this. When you make bad deals, it's even more of a problem. We'll get to more of this in just a second. But first, a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate only seems to be going upwards. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Act now, and with any qualified purchase, mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement one more day. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up. Brittany Griner is traded for the world's most notorious arms dealer. The question is, why do we trade for her but not for Paul Whelan? The answer is intersectional identity. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Saturday, December 10th, there will be a fundraising dinner for our local hometown hero, Preston Sharp. Come to the Anderson VSW at 4 p.m. Dinner by Dill's Deli. There will be games, guns, and live auction. Let's help Preston pay for flags and flowers that he uses to honor our veterans throughout our great nation. Preston's been to all 50 states and has placed over 300,000 flags. Saturday, December 10th at the Anderson VFW, go to PrestonSharp.net or call 530-744-4539. Hope to see you there.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the United States just pulled off a really, really bad trade. Again, as my friend Blaine Crane suggests, the only WNBA trade anybody has ever talked about is Brittany Griner for Victor Bout, the Russian arms dealer. The question isn't why we try to get Brittany Griner home. We should be trying to get all of our people home. Again, that would have included the hundreds or if not thousands of people we left behind in Afghanistan when we turned the place over to the Taliban in cowardly fashion. But I'm glad that Brittany Griner is home. The question is why we traded one of the world's most notorious arms dealers for a WNBA player. That seems like a really crappy trade. The United States is the most powerful force literally in human history, and a second-rate power like Russia is able to pull off this swap. I mean, this is Ernie Broglio for Lou Brock when it comes to foreign policy. According to the Washington Post, At a U.S. penitentiary in Marion, Illinois, in a special unit so restrictive, it has the nickname Little Guantanamo, a broad-chested mustachioed man nicknamed the Merchant of Death, who speaks at least six languages, was serving a 25-year term after building a gun-smuggling empire that spanned the globe. His name was Victor Bout. His native Russia wanted him home badly. The big question is why. Well, Bout is the most notorious arms dealer of his time, accused of profiting from weapons that fueled conflict in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. There's little doubt that Bout is a top prize for Russian officials who protested his treatment since his 2008 arrest in Thailand after a DEA sting. Steve Zissou, Bout's New York-based lawyer, warned in July no Americans will be exchanged unless Victor Bout is sent home. What's less clear is exactly why Russia cares so much about Bout. When CIA Director William Burns at the Aspen Security Forum was asked why Russia wanted him, Burns responded, "That's a good question, because Victor Bout's a creep." Bout's lawyers argued the swap was fair. Though Russia complained that Bout was entrapped by the DEA, many U.S. officials and analysts say Moscow's anger was not linked to the merits of the case, but rather Bout's links to Russian military intelligence. Lee Wolosky, a National Security Council official in the Clinton administration, said it's clear he had significant ties to Russian government circles. Russia's military intelligence agency, commonly known as the GRU, has a reputation for taking bold and risky action. It has been accused in recent years of operations ranging from hacking elections to assassinating dissidents. Reports suggest Bout could have close ties to Igor Seshin, a former deputy prime minister of Russia and an ally of Putin. Bout has denied links to the GRU, but that silence could be the point. The arms trafficker refused to cooperate with U.S. authorities, even as he sat for over a decade. So they wanted him home, and we gave him up for a WNBA player. At the very least, if you're going to give up Victor Bout, you get more for him than Brittany Griner. But we're supposed to believe that this is a particularly good trade. Why is it a particularly good trade? Well, because of identity, of course. That's what makes this a particularly good trade. It's perfectly worthwhile. I mean, listen, still a better trade than the Taliban Five for deserter Bo Bergdahl, right? That was Obama's trade. So Obama was the worst hostage trading GM in American history. I mean, just awful, awful, awful. But Biden is coming in close second. Here was Joe Biden yesterday championing the Brittany Griner trade.
In the Oval Office, I spoke with Brittany Griner. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along. This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release.
So he was very happy. He is flanked, of course, by Kamala Harris and Brittany Griner's wife. And so this was part of the deal, right? So what we are going to see now is a litany of praise for Joe Biden, not just because he got an American citizen home, because, of course, the last American citizen who came home did not receive anything remotely like this level of attention from the Biden administration or from the media. And Joe Biden could have taken a victory lap on that one. He didn't. He took a victory lap on this one because of Brittany Griner's intersectional status. So Karine Jean-Pierre, World's Worst Press Secretary, she says that Brittany Griner represents the best of America. She's not just an American citizen. It's not just about getting American citizens home. Brittany Griner is what America is all about, kneeling for the national anthem and being a black lesbian.
Brittany's safe return home is the product of months and months of painstaking negotiations that were the culmination of extraordinary efforts across the U.S. government. Throughout her ordeal, we saw Brittany, a two-time Olympic gold medalist for Team USA, demonstrate strength, courage, and dignity. As the president said this morning, she represents the best of America. On a personal note, Brittany is more than an athlete, more than an Olympian. She is an important role model and inspiration to millions of Americans, particularly the LGBTQI plus Americans and women of color.
So that is the key takeaway here is on a personal note for KJP. Brittany is an important role model and an inspiration to millions of Americans because she is a gay black woman. Right? That is the thing that makes her so darn important. Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, said that her freedom is a gift to the world. Well, I mean, again, I'm glad an American citizen is coming home. A gift to the world seems a little strong to me.
How wonderful is it that on the same day that Brittany Griner is going to be free, thank you, President Biden, free to go home to her wife on the same day that we pass the Marriage Protection Act. So we are Respect for Marriage, the Respect for Marriage Act. So we just, her freedom is a gift to the world, to all of us.
Her freedom is a gift to the world, to all of us, because she's going home to her wife and we just passed the Same-Sex Marriage Act in the House? What? Why the special, really, why the special status and why the special treatment? It's hard not to come to the conclusion that there was special status and special treatment specifically because of the intersectional status of this person. All American citizens, I'll say it for the fifth time in the show, all American citizens should be pursued with alacrity if they're being held in detainment. None of them are being pursued with the same alacrity that allows Victor Bout to be released in exchange for them, while members of the president's party go around spouting about how important this particular person is specifically because she is a black lesbian. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Democrat-turned-independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona will be allowed to keep her committee assignments.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer is playing nice with Sinema for now, despite her decision to abandon the Democrat Party. Democrats will have more control over committees now that the Republicans hold only 49 seats following the midterms. Sinema will retain her seats on the Senate Banking Committee, the Commerce Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, and the Veterans Affairs Committee. Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King of Maine are the Senate's other two independents who also caucus with the Democrats. Bob Agner reporting.
Arizona GOP candidate Carrie Lake is filing a lawsuit challenging certification of the state's election. She's seeking a court order declaring her the winner of the election instead of Democratic Governor-elect Katie Hobbs. The lawsuit claims the ballot printer and tabulator failures were on purpose and created chaos on Election Day that led to long lines. There are renewed warnings about checking your vehicle for airbag recalls, with another confirmed death from an exploding safety device.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's reporting a person was killed in a crash in Kentucky back in February when the driver's airbag inflator ruptured, sending shrapnel inside the 2002 Honda Accord. Honda says the airbags in that car had been under a recall since 2011. U.S. safety regulators say the older these vehicles get, the more volatile the airbags will become. This death brings the number of people killed by faulty airbags to 24 in the United States and 33 worldwide. NHTSA says you can go to their website and check if your vehicle is under a recall. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, open to future prisoner exchanges of the U.S. His announcement comes one day after Thursday's exchange of female basketball player. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
A victory for religious freedom.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has blocked a Biden administration order that demanded that doctors with religious reservations perform sex change operations in violation of their deeply held beliefs. The Daily Caller reports the decision follows a 5th Circuit Court opinion from August of this year that struck down a reading of the Affordable Care Act requiring every doctor to provide sex change operations regardless of religious conviction. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. soccer journalist Grant Wall dies after collapsing at the World Cup in Qatar. He was covering Argentina's win against the Netherlands when he suffered a heart attack and was rushed to the hospital where he's pronounced dead. Wall was recently detained for wearing a rainbow shirt while covering the World Cup. The Qatari government prohibits any pro-LGBT messaging. In an Instagram video, Wall's brother said he believes his brother was murdered. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Japan will jointly develop its next-generation fighter jet with the UK and Italy.
Work on developing a new fighter jet is already underway, with the aim to create a
combat aircraft that will provide speed, stealth, and advanced sensors and weapons, and which could also be flown without a pilot on board. But building such a complex aircraft is extremely expensive, and Britain's been looking for partners. Italy was already on board, but the addition of Japan is a significant move. Other countries could still join the program, but France, Germany, and Spain are already working together on their own separate design, as is the US.
The BBC's Jonathan Bill. Spain, France, and Portugal agreed to build a major undersea pipeline to transport hydrogen from the Iberian Peninsula to France and Europe. And a new Twitter update will let you know if you've been shadow banned. It'll let you know if you have been, the reason why, and how to appeal it. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m., VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Brittany Griner represents everything in this country. She's female, she's LGBTQ, she's black, and she's extraordinary.
Yes, finally, American exceptionalism is acknowledged on CNN's air by the apparently former communist Van Jones, because America is now a black, gay, female, exceptional country. I know this because I watch CNN, too. Well, happy Friday to you, and welcome. Boy, it's too bad nothing has happened in the last 23 hours since last we convened. We have the second, you know, we like to use the word tranche in Washington, D.C. from time to time. The second bombing run from Elon Musk, the African that saved America. And boy, it's a good one. A lot of names that you know that Twitter, and you know, we haven't even gotten into Facebook and Google's algorithms and tampering with the elections and their timing. Their timing is always exquisite, isn't it, for the purposes of the Democrat Party winning elections. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. The timing is, I think, rather conspicuous. And then we have the FBI, which is in it up to their crooked eyeballs, and the CIA and the intelligence community tampering in our elections. It's an amazing time to be an American. Not necessarily a good time, but an amazing time to be an American, because the Democrat Party, the left, that is, has seized control. They have seized operational control of the United States of America. They have seized informational control, information dominance of the United States of America, cultural control of the United States of America. The coalition between the information oligarchs and the Democrat Party, and that coalition has served them very well on Election Day and in the weeks and months leading up to Election Day, which are, I guess, election weeks and election months, because the Democrats are making everything better. So now we don't have Election Day anymore. And it's not the votes that count, it's who counts the votes. Then there are the ballots versus the votes, and then there are, you know, all of the issues related to information dominance and the Democrat Party. Benito Mussolini described fascism as a marriage, a coalition, a blending, a melding of state and industry, corporations and the party. And that's what we're seeing in the United States today. And it's not about steel and airplanes and locomotives. It's about information dominance. And the Democrat Party has secured said information dominance. They've taken over the United States like an invading army would take over the United States. The radio stations, the TV stations, the newspapers, then, of course, the academy, universities, and then trickling down, this is their trickle-down dementia, the schools. Speaking of which, the private pseudo-Catholic school in Chicago played audio yesterday of the lunatic who brought sex toys in for the kiddies, for the underage kids. You know, the boo-dos and the boo-plugs and all that stuff. Well, it turns out they also have, at the same school in Chicago, they have these gatherings of students, but they're racist. They're segregated. White kids are not allowed because this is the Democrat Party. They're introducing the kids to, butt plugs, the after-school Satan Club, naturally, Bible bands, and racially segregated events at the school, because that's your Democrat Party, the party of the rope and the tree, the party of the bullwhip, the party of the Confederate States of America. And I know what you're thinking when I say they're the party of the bullwhip. You're thinking Robert Mapplethorpe and his taxpayer-funded photo expositions. Well, maybe you're not, but I just reminded you of it anyway. we've got more stuff. More stuff today between the freeing. Do you know this Brittany Griner? Do you know her past as a domestic abuser? Are you familiar with this? Because I don't think CNN or MSNBC or the Washington Post has brought any of this up because she's on Team Democrat, you know, because she is what makes America great. She's a black female lesbian LGBTQ spousal abuser. She, the blood and the police and the injuries and the bite wound and with her, that was her first wife, her ex-wife. This hasn't come up. Joe Biden didn't mention any of this stuff at the White House yesterday. It's remarkable, but I have it for you because I'm kind of old fashioned. You know, I'm what you call a conservative, and I think spousal abuse should be frowned upon. Democrats, on the other hand, I think they're going to be teaching it in school soon. Oh, here's the best way to abuse your spouse. Yeah, like Raphael Warnock when the police showed up for the domestic abuse, and he's a Democrat in good standing as well. You know, he's no Ted Kennedy. I mean, you know, he didn't leave a girl upside down in a car to drown while he went and got a little nap and then some brunch. But he did run over his own wife's foot after, you know, the police were called for the domestic abuse thing. But when you're a Democrat, that's okay. That's honestly fine. That's not a thing. The Democrat Party is good with that. They're fine. So very excited. The news media couldn't be more excited. I mean, it was like, honestly, it was like the moon landing. It was like the astronauts of Apollo 11 returning to Earth after the first moonwalk with Brittany Griner arriving in the United States. Actually, the private jet arriving at an airfield in Texas reminded me of the, what it reminds you of, Michael? Reminded me of the Obama-Biden administration delivering plane loads of cash on pallets to the Iranians so they could more effectively kill us. That's they're not on our side. You know what I'm talking about? They are not on our side. Oh, speaking of which, in Iran, they've executed now their first protester. See this? Well, that we know of. That's the first one that we know of. Executed the first protester. Joe Biden still doesn't have anything to say about it because Joe Biden's not on the side of freedom-loving people everywhere. I am. You are. Joe Biden is not. He is the doddering, stumbling president of the United States, however. Also, thanks to Joe Biden, the Taliban put out a thank you note to Joe Biden today. They have resumed public executions because, you know, Allah is quite Akbar, in case you had not already been aware of that. And they've resumed the public executions of overwhelmingly innocent people. It's an amazing thing that Joe Biden has caused more havoc and destruction. Then there's our border and the cartels and the human trafficking and the fentanyl trafficking and the 107,000 American fatal drug overdoses last year. And, you know, Joe Biden is he's quite the president. Yes, he is. And the butcher of Lyon, that Joe Biden freed is not really the Butcher of Lyon. He's the Merchant of Death. He's the Merchant of Death. He trades in death. And he's been involved in all these awful wars in Africa where they chop the children's arms off and they have the child armies, and the savagery and the brutality is like out of a scary Hollywood movie. It's like Saw 4. But this is the guy that Joe Biden had released. Now, the U.S. Marine, Paul Whelan, not released in exchange for the Merchant of Death, Victor Bout. And his wife, Alla Bout. He's got a wife. Her name is A-L-L-A, Alla Bout. It's all about her. And it's now it's all about Victor Bout. And he's being greeted at home as a hero, the private jet. And Joe Biden left the U.S. Marine, Paul Whelan, in a Russian prison, plus another American named Mark Fogel in a Russian prison, plus another American named David Barnes in a Russian prison. And there's a California school teacher named Sarah Krivenek, who was thrown into a Russian prison thanks to Joe Biden and the Joe Biden State Department. She was thrown into a Russian prison December of 2021, 46-year-old English teacher from California. She went there to teach English. She was living with a man, I believe a Russian man, who was beating her. And the Russian man was beating her. The police came, and they had a hearing scheduled. They had a hearing scheduled about she was being abused by this man she was living with. And the U.S. Embassy last December recommended that she leave Russia, even though she had a hearing pending, that she leave Russia because there was war coming in Ukraine, see? So she went to the airport where she was arrested for trying to flee the country on the recommendation of the U.S. Embassy, and she was thrown in jail last December. Well, she was released yesterday, and none of the news media cares because, you know, she's not a black LGBTQ WSC POC. That the Biden administration has turned into a hero, even though she has a history of domestic abuse. But never mind any of that, because, you know, the facts don't matter. The news doesn't matter. We don't have a news media in the country. In fact, you know, ABC, NBC, and CBS still have not touched the Twitter story. I'm talking about the one from a week ago. They still haven't touched it. 0 minutes and 0 seconds for ABC. 0 minutes and 0 seconds for CBS. 0 minutes and 0 seconds for NBC. That is our Soviet, Iranian, North Korean, not a news media. Just extraordinary. You know, I saw this train coming a long time ago. It's why I left CNN, because it became too embarrassing to say that I worked in the news business. So I had to find a new job where I could just give the unvarnished truth. Amazing stuff. And we learned a lot because yesterday Barry Weiss, former New York Times reporter, she left the New York Times for the same reason that I left CNN. And that is she could no longer accept what her news organization was pawning off as news. So she left. But she's been brought in now by Elon Musk and working with Matt Taibbi. She was in charge of the big drop yesterday. And the big drop, I once participated in a military exercise called Operation Big Drop. But I still have the T-shirt. But never mind that. Now we're talking about our friend Dan Bongino, whose name was revealed yesterday, targeted by the Twitter commies. Charlie Kirk, targeted by the Twitter commies. The libs of TikTok. A Stanford University doctor, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, and he warned early on that lockdowns and masks would be detrimental to children and schools, and we shouldn't be locking down the schools and having the mask mandates. And so he was blocked and banned and obstructed because he was telling the truth. In war, the first casualty is truth. Well, with Democrats, the first casualty is truth because they're not liberals, they're the left. And honestly, if there are any liberals left in the Democrat Party, and there are very, very few, we had that one Democrat member of Congress from California who spoke up about this. You know, liberals would be against this. This is all the proof you need that today's Democrats are not liberals, that these people that call themselves liberals are not liberals. They're leftists. Leftists are fascists. They're authoritarian. They are totalitarian. They're anti-free speech. They're anti-free practice of religion. They're anti-Second Amendment. They're anti-Bill of Rights. They're anti-American. They're anti-freedom. They're anti-liberty. They're the left. No one is more illiberal than a leftist. And they prove it every single day. And again, we haven't even gotten to Facebook and the Google search algorithms and tampering with elections in Brazil, in Arizona, in the United States of America. The Democrat Party wields its power like a chainsaw in a horror movie. And it's all about their power. Pretty extraordinary stuff. And what about, and again, our fake news media doesn't even cover the story. It's just the heroic story. She is America. She's black. She's a woman of color. She's LGBTQ. And she's excellent. Can she even dunk? Yesterday, my tease for today was asking you, can you even name what team Brittany Griner played for? And then I saw it later in the day, Jack Posobiec actually tweeted out, I think he might have tweeted while we were on there before we did our tease, to give him credit, but it is a very good question. How many Americans could even tell you, you know, this great American icon? We're being told she's an icon. She's an emblem of America because she's, W-O-C-L-G-B-T-Q. And that's, the Democrat Party's brain is a sock pulled inside out. It really is. I mean, fine. I don't care if she's, who she sleeps with. I don't care what her melanin levels are, because that's what it means to be an American in the 21st century. These guys, on the other hand, they have the racially segregated events at schools in Chicago where they're handing out boo-dos and boo-plugs and because, just don't say they're grooming children. So I've got an update for you on those things and many more. Like global warming, there's a funny story in the Washington Post today, unintentionally, of course, that liberals could learn from if they were capable of learning. So those are a few of the things we're going to get today. Democrat Senator Kristen Sinema goes bi again. She's the first openly bisexual member of the Senate, openly being the key word. And now she's leaving the Democrat Party and going independent, which makes sense somehow, doesn't it?
There's only one Chris Platt, The Chris Platt Show.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Dell Technologies' Days of Deals for Business start now with fresh, limited quantity deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything, and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
This week at Staples, save 40% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 40% on...
Happy Holidays, Nana!
save 40% on.
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 40% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn, while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-625-5954. That's 800-625-5954. 800-625-5954. Paid for by J.D. Melberg.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless, you know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. At OmahaSteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout for $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship, so shop early and beat the rush. Visit OmahaSteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required.
Yes. You know, the left is the left is the left, in case you weren't already aware of that. Soviet communists, the Chinese communists, North Korean, Cuban, and the American left. They're the left. They're looking to take down the big dog. That's the United States, America. Cultural Marxism is everywhere. The educational system is a catastrophe. But at least your kids will be raised to be sexual deviants and gender dysphoric, and racist, and racial segregationists, and very kinky as well. Because the Democrats have sunk their teeth into our schools and the children and our culture. This is what they're up to. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. We're at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Helen, calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Helen, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to say that this Russian aggression will eventually stop, and at that time, Americans need to have a long memory and not be getting off of their tour boat in St. Petersburg and not going into Russia Because Russia needs to have, there needs to be a reckoning for Russia snatching American citizens unjustly. There needs to be a reckoning of that. Just like after World War II, many Americans would not have anything to do with Japan or Germany for like 15 years and hit Russia hard in where their oligarchs make all their money. And that is, so don't go to Russia. If you believe in American values and you're against communism, don't go visit Russia, even after this is all over. Thank you.
You bet. And I tell you what, I've done that. I've been to Russia many times, actually, and at least twice on cruise ships into St. Petersburg, and at least once had a minder assigned to myself and my best girl, who didn't want to let us out of the car when we wanted to walk along the river, and instead they just followed close behind us.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive has teamed up with KCNR and are giving you a chance to win a gift certificate for dinner for four valued at $150 at Black Bear Diner on Christmas Day. Listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. for the Jingle Bears.
Jingle Bears, Jingle Bears, Jingle all the way.
Then call 530-605-4566 for your chance to qualify. The drawing will be held on Friday, December 23rd with Carl and Linda Bott at 8:05 a.m. during Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Zero.
Bam, 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 bam. All right, so big stories to get to. Our friend Dan Bongino. Charlie Kirk, libs of TikTok, exposed last night by Elon Musk's new open, transparent, honest, non-fascist Twitter. And, you know, Jack Dorsey, the founder and owner of Twitter for a long, long time, he lied under oath before Congress, which is no big deal as long as you're a Democrat. Ask James Clapper and... Oh, you know, Adam Schiff, he lies. He's never under oath, though, so he can lie pretty well. Also, Cringe Jean-Pierre, she's got some singular plural disagreements in her response yesterday, grammatical issues that I will point out because, you know, the English language is dying right in front of us and nobody's saying anything. But I whipped open my Washington Post today. And, you know, we're trying to avoid becoming a third world country. We're not doing a very good job of it. Some of us are trying to avoid becoming a third world country. The left is driving us into third world status. The open borders and the corruption of the language and the abandonment of the language and economically and a whole range of ways. And the sexual deviancy, the street violence, the crime, the corruption, you know, third world, we are here. But on page 13 of the Washington Post today, will Peru's, you know, it's a country in South America for Democrats listening along, will Peru's fifth president in 25 months stick? I'm sorry, what? They've had five presidents in 25 months. That's a new president every 5 months, just in case Democrats are listening along. Out of Lima, Peru, at her abrupt swearing-in ceremony as Peru's seventh president in as many years. That's right, they've had seven presidents in 7 years and five presidents just in the last 25 months. Things are going well there. My best girl and I actually have Peruvian friends, and I was talking to a Peruvian friend last night, and his younger brother, well, his son actually is coming in from Peru to the United States to get the heck out of there. And he's planning on staying permanently if his father, our friend, gets his way. And his mother is coming in as well to try to, you know, get the hell out of there because the place is on fire and it's crazy. So the new president, Dina Boluarte, called for an end to the relentless political warring. Sure, that has undermined this nation's governability for much of the last decade. And I look at this and I think, well, you know, this is the kind of stuff we used to scoff at in the United States and laugh at. But we are really not in a position to laugh at this sort of thing so much anymore because we're not in very good shape ourselves right now because the left, the real left, the international left, has taken over the Democrat Party. And they're in charge of the White House. And right now, still, for weeks, the House of Representatives and the Senate going forward, although Kristen Sinema, going soft on the Democrat Party and declaring she's no longer a Democrat. She's going to be an independent. But Bernie Sanders calls himself an independent, too. He's a communist, because that's much more in the mainstream of the Democrat Party. So more on that later. But the Washington Post today, also on page 14, ancient DNA. I got a picture of mastodons going through a verdant, fertile landscape. Looks quite beautiful. Looks like a fake poster of like from a Steven Spielberg movie or something. Ancient DNA, Greenland they're talking about. Ancient DNA offers possible glimpse of Greenland 2 million years ago. 2 million years ago. That's some time ago. And they've got their Kasha Patel typed up the story, missing the point altogether. And Kasha Patel says, not much lives in the northernmost tip of Greenland today. Some lichens and moss survive the polar desert. But almost nothing there of any life of any significance, you see, said evolutionary geneticist Elke Wilkerson. Yet millions of years ago, a much warmer climate supported an ecosystem that was teeming with a wide diversity of life. And Wilversev, the environmentalist, has the DNA to prove it. Now, that's the opening paragraph in this story. Now, what is to be learned from that? Let's bring this to like a first grade classroom with little children. What can we learn from that? You see, the northern tip of Greenland, nothing survives there. It's an icy desert. And there's a little bit of lichen and some moss, but that's all that survives in the polar desert. But 2 million years ago, it turns out, if you look at what the evolutionary geneticists are saying, and they have the evidence to prove it, millions of years ago, a much warmer climate supported an ecosystem that was teeming with a wide diversity of life. They love that word, diversity. They don't know what it means. And they have the DNA to prove it. Now, you just get that far into the story, and you say, wait a minute. You mean the climate changed, and it was northern Greenland was verdant, that means very green and lush, and fertile and teeming with life 2 million years ago, and now it's an icy hell where no human being could survive. Now, what does that actually tell you? You know what it tells me? That liberals are incapable of learning. That's what it tells me, is that people on the left are so doctrine, and dogma. The Democrat Party, that the climate never changed until you started driving your car. And a change in 2 degrees Fahrenheit would be catastrophic for the planet Earth, when in reality it'd make the planet much nicer. It'd be a much nicer planet. And, northern Canada would become desirable. It'd be a place to live. They could grow crops and feed more people. That'd be good. But instead, the Democrats are pushing, they're pushing the voluntary human extinction movement. It's a movement. Everything with them is a movement. I think they maybe need more fiber in their diet or something, because that's just crazy. So the ancient DNA shows what Greenland may have looked like 2 million years ago, and now it's uninhabitable. Then it was beautiful, and the mastodons were happy, splashing around. There were rabbits jumping and beautiful flowers. I can see, because they have a picture of it right here. It's not an actual photograph. Democrats, because there were no cameras 2 million years ago. See, that's one of the tricks in the thing here. Yeah, the study published Wednesday in Nature, the environmental geneticist Wilderslev and his colleagues genetically mapped 2 million-year-old DNA from Arctic sentiments. Now the world's oldest DNA to be identified. They discovered evidence more than 100 plant genera, 9 animal taxa, including the extinct elephant-like mastodon, and even marine life within the same region. But wait, what does that mean, that the climate has always changed and that sometimes it's warmer than others? Do you think that the giant ball of fire in the sky might have something to do with this? Nah, not a chance. That's not it. Yeah, that's just, it's science. See, they're the party of science. And that's why it's on page 14, so most people won't get to it. And then you say, hey, wow, that's interesting. Climate always changed, and it used to be real nice, and now it's not. And what should we learn from that? And the answer is nothing. Nothing. We should not. We shouldn't learn anything from that. Man, oh, man. I'm telling you. And the Chicago private school. I need to get back to that and update it because there's a new update. Also in Boston, you may remember it was just earlier this year that the Democrat Party, the Biden administration, was doling out crack pipes. You know, because Hunter Biden's a crackhead and Joe Biden's the president. So they got that whole crack in the family thing. What cracks in the family stays in the family, something like that. And remember they lied to us about it, and then the fact checkers lied to us about it, and all that stuff. Well, now Boston, perhaps you've heard of it. It's a city in Massachusetts, Gesundheit. They're doling out free crack pipes because the Democrats want everyone to die and be addicted to drugs before you die. That's their thing. Everybody start smoking dope early. Get to your methamphetamine later, like St. George of Floyd. And then to your fentanyl and then die. And then that's good for the planet. See? And that's why they have created the human extinction movement, the voluntary human extinction movement, where we should all not have children and die. That's another Democrat program they have. And after school Satan clubs, and of course the butt plugs for school kids, because that's who they are. But the story out of Boston says yes to crack pipes, no to food. The Boston Herald editorial staff. It's Boston logic, they call it in quotation marks. It's a suitable addition to the universe of oxymorons such as jumbo shrimp and Democrat intelligence. How else could one describe the thought process that decrees that the distribution of food to the denizens of the methadone mile as bad? They've got an area in Boston they call the methadone mile, where they give methadone to heroin addicts, because I used to be a heroin addict, now I'm a methadone addict. You know, it's a program that the Democrats have had in place for a long time. So the city of Boston, the Democrats, liberals, they call themselves, they're really leftists. They've condemned organizations that hand out food to people laying on the sidewalk along the methadone mile in cold Boston in the wintertime, but giving out drug paraphernalia as good. As the Boston Herald reported, city officials have been handing out a flyer to organizations and advocates who bring food to the people who frequent drug-plagued Mass and Cass. That's an intersection, the name of the neighborhood. The message was, stop it. While well-intentioned, your efforts can lead to harm to community members, one flyer reads. Some of the reasons listed: food distribution to people laying on the street because they're addicted to drugs. Food distribution vehicles and the crowds that they cause build up traffic issues on busy Southampton Street. Well, you know, you don't want people handing out food to the junkies sleeping on the street to cause traffic jams. So they're calling for an end to that. Improper disposal of food and packaging increases trash and rodent population. Oh, by the way, Washington, D.C. is number 4 for rats in the country. That's in the Washington Post today as well, behind New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, is number 4. Democrats run all 4 cities, and I think there might be some connective tissue there. So it leads to litter and risk the health of community members. Never mind the junkies laying on the sidewalk that used to be addicted to heroin, now they're addicted to methadone. Contrast that with the campaign to give out pipes for smoking crack and meth and other drug paraphernalia, because the Boston Health Commission and other Mass and Cass area institutions are distributing pipes for smoking crack and meth in addition to an array of other paraphernalia to this population. That includes cookers and tourniquets. See, tourniquets, so you can tie off your arm to, hit up with syringes in your arm, so you need some tourniquets, and then you might fall down and knock all your teeth out or something and need another tourniquet. all in the name of harm reduction. This is their harm reduction plan. Mayor Michelle Wu is on the board. The state-funded syringe services and harm reduction program, which has been in place in Boston since 1994. So I guess there are no junkies now because they got the harm reduction since 1994. And in other communities across the state and country has helped reduce, this is what they say, the incidence of communicable diseases and saved lives, Wu's office said when asked about the effort. So, see, they're saving lives. That's what they're doing. Because, you know, drug addiction just needs to be aided by the state, and then everything will be better. So, yeah, Boston officials defend distribution of crack and meth pipes at Mass and Cass is another headline from the Boston Herald. And then I went back to look at earlier this year at factcheck.org. They're not a fact-checking organization at all. They're a Democrat Party front group, and they're a joke. And remember that the Biden administration was sending out crack pipes. And when someone said, hey, you're sending out crack pipes, they said, no, we're not. We're not sending out crack pipes at all. We're not. And then the fact checkers, like at factcheck.org and the others, their headline is Biden initiative funds drug overdose prevention, comma, not, quote, crack pipes, end quote. And then in this very fact check by factcheck.org, which is not a fact checking organization, it is a fraudulent group of fake journalists, who lie all the time. But if you go down, even in their own piece, buried way down in there, they said that the document from the Biden administration detailed items included in some smoking kits, such as, quote, glass stems, rubber mouthpieces, brass screens, lip balm, and disinfectant wipes. Now, wait a minute. The glass stem with a rubber mouthpiece and a brass screen is, and this is with a straight face. They're telling you that they're not distributing crack pipes. And then they say, well, you know, what you use it for is up to you. That doesn't make it a crack pipe. No, actually, it does make it a crack pipe. But this is a Democrat Party-run organization, factcheck.org. It is not a legitimate fact-checking organization. They took over the, it's a project of the Annenberg Public Policy. They target these foundations funded by rich Republicans, and they corrupt the hell out of them. And then the news media cites them as sources. It's a circle fest extraordinaire.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The holidays are almost here. Achieve gift-giving greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. My best girl and I cooked up the petite fillets last night, and the steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together a special curated gift package to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use the code PLANT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary butcher's cut filet mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code PLANT at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, use the code PLANT at checkout, and get an extra $30 off your order. A minimum order may be required.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
My dog was scratching and shedding like crazy around the house. When I heard about Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, I thought, why not? Couldn't hurt. We literally tried everything else. Our dog quickly took to it, and after a couple of weeks of adding Dynavite to his food, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and he almost completely stopped shedding and itching. I can't wait to see how well it helps him with his allergies as the seasons change and he's in the yard more. I'm so glad I tried Dynavite.
My dog smelled so bad and scratched herself constantly. We bathed, sprayed, and bathed her again, but no results. And then I heard about Dynavite supplements for gut health, and all of the reviews sounded just like my Bella. After just 2 weeks, she had major improvements with the smell, and no more scratching or dragging her stomach across the carpet, and her coat is more beautiful than ever.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. At OmahaSteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout for $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship, so shop early and beat the rush. Visit OmahaSteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Mix a little sports analysis, pop culture, and great interviews, and you've got the Rich Eisen Show podcast. Bo Jackson talks about his greatest accomplishment.
July 21st, 1990, I took third strike on purpose right down the pipe, turned around, had a few choice words with the umpire. He proceeded to toss me out of the game, spent the rest of the day with my wife and my baby girl, who was born that morning at 6:30 a.m.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast, wherever you listen.
The Chris Plant Store, ChrisPlant.com, or the Chris Plant Store. We have bundled packages of fun because Christmas is coming, and a free koozie with every purchase. Great stuff there. Remember, normal bundled package. What do you get? 20% off? I think it's 20% off. 20% off and more. A great presents for liberals and Americans too. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Jason calling from Kensington. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, g'day, Chris. How you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm great. What do you say, huh?
Much. I remember being in school back in the 70s when I was a young kid, and I remember really easily that the teachers back then were telling us about the Ice Age coming, and we were kind of freaking out about that. I remember that because, see, I remember going home and telling my mother that maybe stock up on some winter woolies, you know, for the upcoming Ice Age.
Uh-huh.
I remember that because we were freaked out because, you know, as a kid, you think it's coming, you know, it's coming tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember it, too. We were told the armadillos were headed south in the northern plains, and somehow the armadillos were ahead of all of us. They
it
knew.
Is this on ever cooler temperature readings in the Great Plains on land and the North Atlantic at sea, and on the headlong retreat of the heat-loving armadillo from Nebraska to the southwest and to Mexico.
ABC's Howard K. Smith, see, the armadillos, they know. They're smart. They're smarter than people.
Well, the thing is, too, is now we've got these climate emergencies coming up in Australia now because we often have a water shortage out there. And for years we've been trying to figure out why the government doesn't send water out to the western areas, which often have drought and cows dying a lot. But they let the green people basically control where the water goes, and you know, which is what they want. They want to control the water, and you know, if they have a 7-year drought, so be it. But for years, they you know, failed to be able to get water out to these fellas because of the Green Party stopping the damming.
If only you were surrounded by water that could be desalinated.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You know,
yeah, they tried that, and they got killed too because of the Green Party too.
The so fish probably it was probably bad for fish, and you know, lefties love fish, but they hate people.
Exactly. Yeah. No, they're more important. They kill humans off first. Yep.
Yeah. Well, the voluntary human extinction movement is a Democrat Party movement. I want to kill all the people in order to save the planet, because the planet is great without people. It's great for armadillos would be very happy. And, you know, the climate would, of course, continue to change, as it always has. But at least there'd be no leftists there to complain about it. That'd be good.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.